InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
In Austin, Texas. We're entering the 308th day of the Trump administration. And remember, you are the Paul Revere's, however you're listening to us. And if you're not listening to us that way, spread the word. You can be listening to an AM or FM station and promote to your friends and family outside the area, Infowars.com/show or Real Alex Jones on X, or search us and find the live feeds on Rumble. That's really the power, is the people spreading the word. So I want to remind you up front how important you are. Maybe you're listening on the internet, but you know that I'm also on a local FM or AM station in your area, or TV station. Well, tell your friends and family about that as well. That's how we beat the enemy. That's how we do it. And not just my broadcast, other good clips, things that you think are important. I know this is common sense, but just think of the initiative of that being first and foremost in what you do in the information war, and understand it's not a hobby. It is literal existential. It's about survival and then thriving. All right. You know, as predicted in the Podesta plan, the Democrats would deploy treasonous activities. And then when Trump responded by saying that's illegal or we'll use the military against you, saying, see, he's a fascist, then the false flags come, then the Civil War comes. And I've been hammering this and hammering it, and now it's coming to a head. Big time. And we focused a lot on the Democrats, you know, hyping up insurrection and trying to prod Trump and ICE and others into overreactions. But without even looking for it, I mean, by that, just doing my regular research yesterday and today, I literally have dozens of insane clips and news articles just in the last 36 hours, really. Recent stuff the last few days of Democrats main line in major publications, MSNBC, you name it, saying we're buying guns, we're training, and we're going to start killing Trump supporters. And then there's a huge article in Wired magazine that dovetails with the movie Civil War last year and One Battle After Another out right now and several others, where they're the heroes and they just murder white people. They murder federal agents. They murder police. They come to your house. They just murder you. They're Satanists. It's so sexy. I mean, this is the culture. And so I have clip after clip of this, and I really don't want to not get to this today. So I have all the other huge news, and there's so much. And I want to open the phones up as well. We have the Epstein estate. We'll put the live show headline up there. Releasing 30,000 pages of documents. That's what Congress has. So this is from the family. And there he is, working for Mossad, British intelligence, the royal family, and the CIA. We've always known that. Everybody's freaking out now about this, but I can tell you what comes next in all this and where that firestorm's going. Trump just pulled the trigger, the final piece, for greenlighting war with Venezuela and so much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Al Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to this live, uncensored, unfiltered, Monday, November 24th, 2025 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to open the phones up today, take a lot of calls in the next 4 hours. Enrique Tarrio, leader of the Proud Boys, former political prisoners, will be popping every 30 minutes in the third hour, where you've got some other guests may come on today or tomorrow. This famous CIA section chief leader, who I played big excerpts of last night, exposing how the election fraud works and all the documents they have. But we got a lot of time to also take your calls and cover a ton of news. Now, everything I'm going to cover ties together. It's all geopolitical. It's all cultural. It's all economic. We know who the major players are. We know what's unfolding. But for me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. That's how the cycles work. Trump thinks we can just jump past the final historical, you know, minutes or twilight of this cycle and go right to the golden era. That's not usually how it works, but everything's kind of compressed now and accelerated, so maybe he'll be successful. Boy, I sure hope he is. There's a lot of other populists and smart people that have the same ideas, but anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the RAND Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people. And I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere and, you know, up near the tree line in Canada and Tasmania. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas, where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, you know, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous that they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. And when I see these news articles, it rarely explains why they're doing it. It's like, oh, look, inside Florida's ultra-exclusive enclave that is luring billionaires and the stars. Yeah, and when Business Insider has an article like that and calls that a fleet or calls that an elite yacht, that is tiny. James Cameron has refurbished giant cruise ships. Okay. So, and by the way, I know some of these people. And James Cameron was read in over 15 years ago into the collapse plan of the Great Reset itself, which he supports. He's a transhumanist, depopulationist, ultra, you know, anti-human and environmentalist, an antinatalist. And I told this story many times, more than 15 years ago. Gosh, it's like 2004. And I'm out in Hollywood visiting some folks, and this big producer says, hey, why don't you come over here and check out what we were going to do, but now he's abandoned it. Cameron wanted to launch hologram movie theaters where you sit in a circle around it, and the movie's a hologram. But then he just decided that there won't be any civilization in the next, you know, 10 to 20 years. And here we are, 15, 16 years later. And that he would just basically escape the U.S., ride off his fleet of ships as exploring the ocean and make movies from afar, basically. I remember coming on air and telling that story. People thought I was nuts because that had not broke. No one knew that. You know, later a lot of it came out. And a lot of them run to New Zealand, including people I know personally. But now you notice people aren't laughing. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year, warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well, you can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that and said specifically that that's what he was talking about to this other major producer. And the producer, you know, didn't even say it was really off record, but I never said who the producer was or any of that. But now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. So, and smarter ones like Cameron know that. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around. Okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing. So there's so much to get to. You've got a big peace deal, the one I predicted they would have, the specifics of it. And now you've got the EU and NATO trying to block that in Ukraine. But even the corporate press is turning on them now because Russia just continues to make gains. And Europe's not doubling down like they said they would with a 250,000-man army or the hundreds of billions of dollars they'll need. And so Russia has effectively a long time ago won this war. And now it just becomes more obvious. And yeah, the West can still pump in money and money launder it out, but because Trump has cut back over 80% of the funding, it's not the big bonanza it was. So now you notice they're positioning Zelensky and bringing out all the corruption he's been involved in and now calling him a dictator. So they're teeing Zelensky up to go bye-bye. It doesn't mean we're totally out of the woods yet, but I'm seeing all the signs that that he's on his way out. Though the EU and NATO want NATO entry, and that's the red line. It's the original reason Russia invaded. It's not going to happen. So we'll get to that. The date that was set a few weeks ago is the 24th of November. That's today, for the designation of the cartel of the Sun that Nicolas Maduro runs, that as of today, he's now officially designated the terrorist leader of a transnational terrorist organization. And so now Trump has the legal authority, he believes, to strike Venezuela. They've been trying to get him to leave. His own government saying he should probably leave. Colombia wants him to leave now, even though they're his ally. But they are trying to position their people to still stay in charge as custodians while there's new free and fair elections. And Trump has said no to the CIA months ago with that plan because Maduro's been a client of the CIA. China is junior. Cuba is junior. The Mexican drug cartels are junior. No, it's now come out of the documents and the witnesses that, no, it's the CIA elements of it that have been above Venezuela the whole time. And so this is a big deal. So that just kicked in today. And if Maduro does not go very, very quickly, bye-bye. Senator Paul says that it'll create a fissure in the Republican Party because Trump's been anti-war. And I overall agree with that. I think the CIA could set Trump up there. I understand why he wants regime change. It makes sense. It's in our hemisphere. It's been piggy bank for the Democrats, the election fraud, the narcotics, all of it. But at the same time, it's very, very dangerous. And it could go sideways and turn into Vietnam very, very quickly. And so I would rather just interdict all the drugs and grab all the bank money in the U.S. and go after anybody that does business with Venezuela and then just remove him that way. Though the sanctions haven't worked because they weren't really enforced until now. But if Trump goes in there, I'm not going to have a heart attack and throw a giant hissy fit and say he's betrayed us, because he always said he would defend our interest in this hemisphere. That's why we went into the soft power, into Panama, because the Chinese were pushing us out. And that's why we're putting pressure on Mexico, because of the junior partner of Venezuela, and hence China. And Trump's putting major pressure on Sheinbaum. So he said he would do all of that. What he said was is that he wasn't going to be in these Middle Eastern wars, and he wasn't going to be, you know, going to war with Russia, and we need to have our forces ready for China. So people that want to say, oh, he's going back on his promises, no, he's not. He's following exactly what he said he would do. So if you say it's a betrayal, it's not. You can say it's wrong, and I respect that, and you'll probably end up being right. I mean, I thought his bombing of Iran could get out of control. I didn't say it would fail. I said it had a good chance of it, and that Israel wanted to escalate it. But then it de-escalated things, actually, and actually worked. And I said it could work. I just said it's a roll of the dice. And now they put a $50 million reward on Maduro and a bunch of other big ones on his other kingpins. That's also part of the designation, so we'll be getting to more of that. Look for that. That'll be kicking off very, very soon. And just so much more that I'll get to coming up. The good news, the bad news, and the ugly news. But the first thing I wanted to hit in this whole mix is what I've been reporting on for years that's been intensifying, that I've seen with my own eyeballs and been told about by the different gun shops and shooting ranges that I have frequented. And as soon as Trump got elected 9 years ago, the first time, they suddenly saw the green, purple-haired liberals in there buying guns and the shooting ranges and talking about how they were training for civil war to kill Republicans. And then we saw Antifa violence intensify and Black Lives Matter and all the rest of that. But compared to where we were 8 years ago, the scale of the left training for violence and talking about violence is 10 times what it was, and it's escalating week by week. So in a couple months, it'll be 20 times. I mean, it is foam at the mouth everywhere. Not just little crackhead devil worshiper Antifa types, but women in pantsuits, members of legislatures, members of Congress. I mean, you see it everywhere. So they do all the sedition. They do all the fake impeachments. They do the Russia, Russia, Russia. They do all the election meddling. They use the CIA and FBI and these agencies against the American people and debank us and put us in prison and all the rest of it. They call for Trump's overthrow. They call him illegitimate. They say he's giving illegal orders all over the news, but the courts all say they're legal. Then they go, oh, don't follow his illegal orders. And when people point out, well, there's no illegal orders, they go, well, okay, but if he does, well, again, that's sowing dissent in the ranks. It's how you sabotage a military. And Trump knows that. When you have elected officials that are former military and CIA, they know exactly what they're doing. They're all part of the same crew that's been running this, all these coup attempts and election fraud successful coups and the rest of it. So we know. And so when Trump comes out and says, well, Hegg says you look at military tribunals and the DOJ should look at this because seditious conspiracy. And then when you add it to the Podesta plan that the Democrats had meetings on and said, this is our plan. If Trump wins in 2020, we're going to implement this civil unrest that leads to civil war, have the blue states secede. And then they make movies about it that come out last year, fantasizing about it, and all these new movies. And you see it all over the leftist publications saying it's time for the violent uprising. And then Trump has the Border Patrol and ICE being attacked everywhere and shot up and killed and their vans shot up and snipers and everything. And Charlie Kirk killed and all the rest of it. And they try to kill Trump. Trump's being advised by Flynn saying, get on a war footing, be ready for this. And so this is their plan. Okay? And I told you they would start calling him a dictator and do all this and say he needs to be overthrown. That's what it is, asking for a military coup. Which we know the Pentagon, when he was president-elect, was plotting. That got leaked and came out. At the same time, CNN back then was saying, thank God the military is preparing to not follow his illegal orders when he comes to kill the migrants and black people. Remember those clips I played? MSNBC, CNN, all the different hosts saying it. This is the plan. And so we have to know the plan. We have to address the plan. We have to get back in their face. But we're not just talking about the Democrat hierarchy, okay? We're not just talking about even regular Antifa as well that are funded by Soros openly. We're talking about general Democrats, on average, you see their posts everywhere celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, calling for his death, all of it, are out paramilitarily training, are gearing up for this, and then putting signs all over the country, putting Christmas cards, even in neighborhoods that are known to be mainly Republican, though there's some Democrats that they're reporting getting Christmas cards all over the country saying, we're coming to kill you. We're going to get you. You've been warned. Like it's the Purge or something. Or like it's Scream. People wearing basically devil masks in their little costumes coming and putting all these threatening messages and codes on people's houses. I'm going to show you all the clips here in a moment. But then I get to experience the threats. My crew gets to experience it. I already get to see this for myself when these people come over to me many times and say, we're going to kill you. Then they walk off. But this is what they're geared up for. And so they're ready. And they know, they're read in. They know these movies like Civil War and one battle after another are their blueprints. And then Governor Newsom goes on TV a few months ago on Colbert and says, well, we're going to launch the Western Alliance and go on offense. That's the Western Alliance of the Podesta plan, then in the movie with the red, white, and blue flag with the two stars. You've got the Democrat operatives of Waltz going around, you know, killing people, elected officials, and came out that it was, reporting according to his documents, a false flag plan. Southern Cal residents receive ominous threatening Christmas cards. You are warned. So they're like Santa Claus going around with their list, and they're marketing it twice to see who's a good Satanist and who's not. And so when we come back, I'm going to show you Wired Magazine gushing over this. And it says they're Satanist, they're loving, they're preparing for war and total collapse. And then I'm going to show you the clip after clip where they admit it. Okay? And then all over New York, California, you name it, so many of these videos every day, every Sunday, when people just go to church, they just randomly pick a church that they know is not one of their commie churches. It doesn't have a rainbow flag hanging outside. It's, you know, it's like the angel of death passes those over. You know, in Egypt, the Jews put the lamb's blood above the doorway to let the angel of death know to pass it over. Well, there you have the rainbow flag. Then say, okay, but if you don't have a rainbow flag flying, they stand outside of your church and scream, F you, hope you die. I mean, I can't even play the videos because it's just screaming, F you, F your family, you're going to die, you're scum, you're filth. They get in their faces, and it's just people walking in church. I mean, this is a whole nother level of escalation, okay? It's exponential. It's logarithmic. I'm going to go to break and come back with all the proof of this. Then get into the other news and give the number out. But it ties into everything else I'm going to hit after that. This is key intel. Stay with me on the other side. Now, they have appointed a state receiver to shut us down. We've basically exhausted everything in court. The receiver from the state court says he's going to try to have an auction, but we don't know. It could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now, but they say we should be closed by early January. Okay? Well, here's the deal. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network. That's funded by thealexjonesstore.com. But also, thealexjonesstore.com is funding InfoWars. Because if they have a real auction and the good guys are able to buy it, if they actually do that, unlike what happened in federal court, we'll stay here. It'll be great. So this is like we're on death row here. Do we get the reprieve again? So that's the struggle. So that's why supporting us now at this critical moment is more important than ever. Plus, the products are insanely good. Just do your Christmas shopping early with us. The products are so good. Our ultramethylene blue, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our spike protein, pro cardiovascular, super formula, ultimate life force. This is the biggest show we've ever run. It runs until Friday. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. So you can buy a supplement that's $20 and get one that's $40 for free. Did you hear that? That is insane. And there's a bunch of other specials running on top of it. We have an 80%+ reorder on these supplements. People love them so much. But I'm trying to get those of you out there that are on the fence, 99% of you, to go there and experience Irish sea moss. We got the strongest, best. Experience our turmeric. It's the best. Experience it all. This is game-changing. Also, site-wide, 25% off on all apparel. All these new incredible designs of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, Christmas designs, you name it. It's all there. We will continue to fight. We'll never give up or back down or sell out, but we could give out without your support. So I want to salute those that have supported and humbly ask those that haven't. Are we not the tip of the spear? Are we not changing the world? I need your support. Plus, these are great products. This is a win-win. So get in here right now. We need your help. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should become a VIP. It's not even a commitment. You cancel any time for free. You get $30 to be a VIP each month. $40 instantly each month to spend the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should be a VIP. You just get special offers and special deals and $40 for $30. So you make $10 on your first purchase right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Watching me today on the internet or television station, you notice I'm wearing camouflage. And I've never been somebody that's Mr. Paramilitary. I'm never somebody that's calling for offensive violence. I'm never somebody that tries to pretend, you know, I'm the expert on all these things compared to most people I am. No, I saw this shirt at a store. It was like $25 about a month ago. And I said, things are heating up. I need to literally start buying camouflage, you know, to start wearing it on air to make the point to people that I've been on air 31 years. You might have seen me wear camouflage maybe twice if I was planning to go dove hunting in the afternoon and shot a video or something. I'm just trying to, like, maybe I should just have a bunch of red sirens, like the Drudge siren. Just maybe we should turn the InfoWars cube into just a siren that's spinning. Or we just play air raid siren in the background. Because I'm trying to get people on a defensive war footing for what's going on, because we're not in Kansas anymore. All right. I've got so many news articles just today with leftists fantasizing about how they're going to kill us
and them lasing the targets, that means coming and creating lists, which that's why I finally got deplatformed on X. Remember, it was never Sandy Hook. I was deplatformed nowhere because I wasn't even Mr. Sandy Hook until they lied and said I was. And when Elon finally got told that, he went and looked in the logs. Remember, a couple years ago, we did an interview about it. No post about Sandy Hook, except one saying it happened years ago. And he goes, whoa, this was a lie. And he found out I was taken off because they ran headlines saying, MSNBC, CNN, Alex Jones said, get your battle rifles and kill Antifa and journalists. Said no such thing. I played the clipper before. Antifa was going and making lists of all these Republicans' houses, breaking into them, attacking them, Tucker Carlson's house, ramming down the door when his wife was there in D.C. He was gone. They came to my house. I didn't make a big deal about it for security issues at the time. And I said, you need to, if you're a prominent conservative talk show host or leader, you need to have your battle rifles out and ready. Because they were talking about making their move back then. And they spun that I said, kill Antifa and journalists. I didn't say kill Antifa, and I didn't say kill journalists. But they just said I said it. Told Jack Dorsey about it, and he said, fine, I'll ban him for that. And that's what I was banned for. That was the third strike. The one before that was talking bad to the MSNBC host. To his face, calling him a traitor, calling him a possum. So, that's how this works, okay? And so, I'm up here wearing camouflage right now. Just so I can get your attention. Because that's where we're at right now. I mean, I guess I could put a M4 on the desk every day, just have a gun sitting there to let people know we're not in normal situations. We're not in the past. We're not in comfort zone. No. Because knowing what we're facing and understanding all the preparation for uprisings, civil war, build as a race war, and Trump as Hitler is the official plan. And you notice it's all unfolding exactly as I said. So I'm sitting here with horror. I have hundreds of other incredible articles, interesting clips, Islamic takeovers, everything. I mean, in Florida, and remember, the Jewish lobby passed those laws that they could throw you in jail, felonies, if they call it a hate crime. And they said, oh, it was to protect the Jewish community. They just arrested people in Florida who were Christians and came up while the Muslims were having an outdoor prayer rally in public, which they do to dominate us and piss on us, mark their territory. And I'll play it later, the clips, and you know, said, oh, you know, Jesus is king, and by the way, have some bacon. And they're sitting there eating bacon and saying it's delicious. And the Muslims are on TV crying, going, they had the bacon. Well, you throw people off roofs that are homosexuals. You make women wear beekeeper suits. You play your call to prayer five times a day at 5 a.m. to midnight, blaring. You run around stabbing and killing us. You commit 80%+ of the crime in the cities you're in. You try to enforce your Sharia law. You take over. It's your political religion. There's 2 billion of you. So now these guys in Florida, yeah, I'm serious, have been charged with felonies for eating bacon in front of Muslims on a sidewalk. That is the First Amendment. And that's why when Florida passed that legislation, and now they're trying to New York, I said, look out, folks. I told you, oh, they arrest you in Europe for eating bacon in front of a Muslim? And now I got all these videos where they come into stores in Houston and say, stop selling bacon. They make public schools take pork off the menu when Muslims are 5% of the population. They set up prayer rooms for them in Minnesota and in Michigan and everywhere. Texas public schools, some of them have prayer rooms. You can't have a prayer room or a chapel for Christians, Catholics. It's all being forced on us. So see, People are like, oh, they'll never arrest people for criticizing Islam here. They'll never arrest people for just slapping a Quran. You can go up in front of Muslims and slap a Quran, they'll try to kill you, and then you go to jail. And every time the Muslims hit between 5 and 10%, they then start attacking and stabbing and robbing in the neighborhood to drive you out, and then they bring in more Muslims and they drive you out. That's how Muhammad did it. Within 2 years, took over Medina that way. And then 100 years later, they've taken over much of the world. I mean, it is an invasive attack program. So I got that. Oh, and who's the left allied with? Them. I mean, I've got sensational stuff, and that's incredibly important. I think when I saw that last night, I couldn't even believe it. I went to look at the local news, and there was a straight face. Yeah. If you criticize Islam to somebody on the street, it's just street preachers, and you eat bacon, you're going to prison for 5 years. I can tell you how many times in my life I'd be in some restaurant that happened to be in a bar district, and, you know, you'd walk out with your family, and there'd be a wound-up, you know, Christian street preacher saying, you're all going to hell if you don't have Jesus. Listen right now. And you're tired. You just ate a steak. And you just don't really listen to them. And so they're like, you better listen or you'll go to hell. I'm not mad at them. They're fired up. You go do that to Muslims on the street, and you criticize Muhammad, and you eat a piece of bacon, you're going to prison in Florida for 5 years. And just a few weeks ago, I was playing the different Israel First congressmen from there, the ones calling for Tucker Carlson to be taken off the air. And they're saying, yeah, we're going to throw you in prison for your speech. And now you see it. So how bombshell is that? Sorry, I always say I'm going to cover something. I start covering it. I'm going to get to that in detail later, show the videos. So look at this Wired magazine articles. The hard left shooters leading a gun culture revolution. And you read it, they're preparing for war with conservatives and Trump supporters. This particular group's led by a Satanist. Here he is right here. Yeah, there's videos. It's all there. It's always the same. They got their little commie outfits on, and they got all in the movies, Civil War, and one battle after another. They all dress just like the movie. And as you can see, these aren't very impressive people. But the point is that they're just the cannon fodder and the cover for the drug cartels and gangs and the real hit teams. And then these guys will get the blame. But they are, let's just say people like them, that we'll get to a newscast later, are going up and letting their neighbors know when it all kicks off, we're coming to get you. Oh, look, you have the trans flag here. They got their little patches and how they love death, how they're coming for you. See, because they couldn't get your guns. They failed to get the Second Amendment, and I said, once the commies fail at that, they'll go right into, oh, we love it. Oh, and we're coming to use it on you. You can laugh at that, but look at this. Oh, Maine Dem Senate candidate also trained with Antifa-like rifle group. See, oh, and he's a veteran. Maine Dem Senate candidate says he wore Antifa super soldier label on his armor. You like that? Now, there are some Antifa who were in Antifa. There are a lot of them are going public saying, listen, I got into this. I was brainwashed, and I can tell you, I've been in it many years, and they are being so violent, they're calling for imminent mass murder. I'm not in a Charlie Manson cult. And so, I want to be clear, I'm out of it. Yeah, Rolling Stone, anti-fascists, armed to the teeth. They're heroes when they've got guns. When they block the road here in Austin, come and point a gun at you and say, get out of the car, and you shoot them, the Soros judges throw you in jail. So we start playing these clips. They don't kill you because you're a fascist. They kill you. Now, this is what I've always said. Listen to this. They don't kill you because you're a fascist. They call you a fascist so they can kill you. Andrew, a former Antifa member, says, when they can't debate you, they dehumanize you. Because they don't think you're a fascist, racist, or far right. They need you to be one so they can attack you without guilt. The label they paint you with is their permission slip they give to themselves. We see this type of behavior play out constantly on social media, the bizarre joy some people get from cruelty and labels. And then some people, being called racist all day because they're white or whatever, go ahead and become that. But listen to this clip, and then let's dovetail it with just one report out of California with the death threats being put on their doors because they think they might be a Republican. Let's play those two clips back to back.
Say they're going to kill someone, or they think it's justified to attack someone because they're a fascist, for example.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like whether it's people deserve to die, they have no human rights. It's like calling someone a Nazi or a fascist. It's a way to just dehumanize them. You can do whatever to them. You can assault them. It's funny to them. They laugh about it. They don't kill you because you're a fascist. They call you a fascist so they can kill you. You know, it's just a way to dehumanize people and threaten them. Originally, they were trying to bully and threaten, like, what they would consider right-wing extremists, like Proud Boys or what, like, Christian nationalists, you know, that show up to protests or events. They're bullying them. That's not the target anymore. Now the target is anyone that doesn't agree with them. Socially, when I, you know, I'm not at a meeting, I'm just hanging out with people that I know, you know, more and more they talk about acts of violence, they talk about guns or going to gun ranges, and it scares me.
Why do you think some of these people that you know are arming themselves and going to gun ranges and so on?
They feel as though they're under threat. Well, you know, we're going to be genocided or put in prison, or Nazis have taken over America, and so we have to act now to stop it.
That kind of rhetoric and those ideas, do you feel that it's kind of like a radicalization or
yes.
self-radicalization, almost akin to, let's say, an Islamist group?
How is this different than a group like ISIS?
Absolutely. And you've got all these former military and intelligence operatives, I just showed you articles, that are leading these groups, not officially, but gearing them up. They're being set up as the patsies. And you notice that former Antifa, and they looked up his record, looked him up, he was in there over 10 years, who finally woke up. He says, oh, they're moving on now from a Christian barbecue at the park or a Proud Boy event. They're moving on to everybody now. Yeah, they'll just walk up to a white guy driving a truck and just shoot him in the head. It happens all the time. That's how crazed they've gotten. They'll just randomly pull up at an ICE facility and just shoot up a van, not thinking there's illegals in the back. That's who you killed. They're too dumb to even I'm going to give them tips, but I'm going to shoot the driver's dummy, which I'm not saying, dude, but God, how dumb do you got to be? I mean, these people are nuts. The guy you just heard obviously had some brains, so he snapped out of it. But here he is saying they're moving on to everybody now. Just, yeah, and I've seen some of the local news about this. Some of the houses they come to aren't even Republican. But because you're in a Republican area, well, you get a death threat, and you know, we're planning to come kill you soon. Here's the local news report, CBS News.
On the outside, they look like normal Christmas cards. But on the inside, troubling messages.
What is this?
Several of these cards and notes were left at the doorsteps of homes in a quiet Yucaipa neighborhood Monday night, leaving residents on edge.
I pick it up, open it, and it reads, Santa, I want the head of a Nazi under my tree. And then I was like, whoa.
One after another, each card and note carrying violent and threatening messages.
They're trying to, like, cause chaos or something before the holidays and really scare people.
Doorbell camera footage one neighbor shared with us shows a masked man placing one of the notes in front of a door and blowing a kiss. Video from another neighbor shows two masked men, one with longer hair and this time placing the note in a planter.
It's really, like, terrifying, to be honest with you, because we're home. You know, I have my 14-year-old daughter. What if she would have been outside?
Neighbors now wondering why their homes were targeted, asking, was it political or was it the American flags they have on display?
Maybe it's all the American flags, Trump flags maybe. It feels like, it really does feel like a little bit of a hate crime.
We're investigating to see what that crime could lead to or what was the purpose of those letters, we don't have a specific crime indicated as of yet.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says it plans to have more officers patrolling this neighborhood in Yucaipa near Wildwood Canyon State Park. In the meantime, neighbors say they're going to keep putting up their Christmas decorations and won't let the letters diminish their holiday spirit.
Yes, going to bring the Christmas spirit back to the street, and hopefully that cheers everybody else up.
And Pat Rudabay, another neighbor's camera caught one of these suspects spitting on a Tesla in the neighborhood. So a lot of video evidence of these two suspects. Neighbors hope they're caught soon. Pat Rudabay.
Yeah, that's low intensity terrorism that you do ahead of the violence. You mark the targets. Now, who else does that? Now in the U.S., Canada, they have to do it. But for decades in Germany, in Sweden, in France, in the U.K., they had to put up big barriers around Christmas festivals. Because the Muslims drive in their trucks and run over hundreds of people, and they always say an 18-wheeler attacked people or a truck attacked people. And then I had videos this week and last week all over the UK, all over Europe, thousands of Muslims protesting at the Christmas events saying it is evil and that you're not allowed to have it. Because under Islam, anything shiny or nice is an idol. And because it's associated with Christianity, they say it's idol worship, and that's why they attack these. And so the left, too, oh, we don't even have a Trump flag or an American flag. We have Christmas lights. So people with Christmas lights and a Santa Claus in the on the roof, you get it. Trump flag, you get it. American flag, you get it. Because they see it all as Western, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's Muslims in Germany protesting outside the Christmas fair. And obviously mad that they put big concrete blocks up so they can't ram over it with their vehicles. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've got stacks of articles every day of Muslims just stabbing men, women, and children. So now you begin to see what I'm talking about. And I've got more examples. Here's just one example. Look at this disgusting behavior. Leftists in D.C. loudly protest and cursing at military members who walk into a church. They don't know who they are. They just know it's a church. Conservatives go there, so they're out there screaming at them. Go ahead and play that.
Nine people sitting at a table, and a fucking Nazi sits down at the table, and nobody leaves the table. There are 10 fucking Nazis at the table.
This is D.C., New York, everywhere. I mean, I got footage where they just run up and scream, screw your family, F you, you're going to die. All right, that's enough of that. Let's turn that off because I got so many examples of it. This is just today. Oh, look at this. Breaking. After Bafton, a Democrat running for a special seat in Nashville, gets called out by MSNBC, even them, for saying police departments should be burned. This is her response to this.
And look, she's just a nice little blonde lady in her nice little business outfit, but this is who they are. Here she is.
Representative, in 2020, you made some tweets that have since been deleted that were very critical of police. You said in those since deleted tweets that the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department should be dissolved. Another cheered on a teachers union saying that defund the police should be a requirement for schools reopening. And another saying good morning, especially to the 54% of Americans that believe burning down a police station is justified. 2020, it was obviously a very fraught year. Do you still stand by those comments? And if not, is there anything you want to clarify?
I'm not going to engage in cable news talking points, but what I will say is that you know, our communities need solutions. We need local people deciding, solving local problems with local solutions. And that's not the overreach of a federal government or state government of which we are dealing with in Nashville and our cities across the state of Tennessee.
So you don't want to clarify whether you still believe that the police should be defunded?
Once again, I don't remember these tweets, but what I'm saying is that
I'm not asking if you remember. What is your position today? How's that on this issue?
I mean, I'm here to talk about my race, which is in literally 9 days, and talking about affordability, which seems to be the number one issue across the district. Voters are talking about the fact that they can't afford groceries, that their subsidies are not going to be renewed to afford health care on the marketplace. And that is the most salient issue that all of the voters in the 7th Congressional District are talking about.
So she doesn't just want to defund the police. She wants to burn down police stations, close quote. Burn down all the police stations in the city she wants to run. And now she won't even say I was wrong. All right, while we were covering this, two huge stories broke that I'll start as soon as we begin the next hour. The Department of Defense is now confirmed that they have their judge advocate generals looking at, through military tribunals, those that are commissioned officers under the law, you can do that, indictments against the folks calling for a military coup. And I have the letter posted on the Department of War's site right here. Kind of a big deal. And then this. You knew it was coming. Judge dismisses case against James Comey and Letitia James after finding prosecutor was unlawfully appointed. So Trump can't even put in the prosecutors he wants. Above the law. And then look, right under that, Drudge has got, we've got the left training for war. It's just everywhere. It goes on and on. And on. Now listen, it ends Friday. It's the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy any of the incredible supplements, Ultramethylene Blue, Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss, you name it. The very best turmeric, and get any other supplement, including ones that cost more, absolutely free, 25% off on all apparel, and a bunch of other deals, a bunch of other sales, TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're really missing out if you get these products. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, all these new great designs of ball caps, hoodies, T-shirts, sweaters, you name it, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you for your support. And InfoWarsStore.com is up and running and operating and has great products available as well, and we need the funds in here to keep going in case there is a real auction, in case we get saved. It could happen. We'll pray for it. Well, right now, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the original 95%, the strongest, 40% off. Fish oil, 40% off. Probiotic fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, natural pain reliever, incredible. 60% off. Nitric Boost, the classic. So good for your heart, so good for cardiovascular system, and men really see it, the morning effect it has. Judy Mikovits, the doctor, loves this. This is the best formula out there. It's 40% off. And so much more. Could be your last chance emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Want to thank all of you that have been supporting InfoWarsStore.com. Fighting as hard as we can to the very last minute. We'll be right back with hour number two. Tons of news, your calls, and more. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultramethylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful.
powerful you can get on the market at thealexjonesstore.com and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sedition is defined specifically in U.S. law as a federal crime involving conspiracy to overthrow or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. Seditious conspiracy is a specific crime that requires two or more persons conspiring to use force against the U.S. government or its laws.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
Of course, absent from the Declaration, any specifics as to what those illegal orders actually are.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate?
To be clear, we are not calling on folks right now to debate, to disobey any type of unlawful order.
Have you, Congresswoman, or any other of these Democratic members of Congress heard directly from members of the U.S. military or the broader national security community who believe they've been given unlawful orders?
Well, you know, what I'd say is I have heard from service members, and this is all a matter of public record. What we see is an uptick of concern from the men and women who are serving in uniform about the legality of orders that are being given.
They would be violating their oath if they followed illegal orders.
And I guess, Senator, members of the military, what is your advice to them if they come across something that seems confusing?
I think they need to talk to their leadership, you know, talk to their commanding officer about it and tell your commanding officer why you think this may be illegal. There are lawyers within the military, the Judge Advocate General Corps. You can have a conversation, you know, with somebody who understands the law. You know, there's always the option of you review the UCMJ with your leadership and you explain to somebody why you think this may not be lawful.
After widespread discontent over unpaid wages, lack of food and clothing erupted into open revolt, yes, George Washington, as commander-in-chief during the Revolutionary War, authorized the execution of his own soldiers for sedition in 1781. However, no one in U.S. history has ever been executed by hanging or any other means solely for sedition or seditious conspiracy under federal law. Historical cases involving the executions of John Brown in 1859, Mary Surratt in 1865, and William Bruce Mumford in 1862 were prosecuted under different charges, like treason or martial law violations. Neither the 1798 or 1918 Sedition Acts, the 1940 Smith Act, nor the current federal seditious conspiracy statute, 18 U.S. Code 2384, has ever carried the death penalty. The current maximum penalty for seditious conspiracy is 20 years in prison, and that is what needs to be pursued without fail, or there is no executive office of the United States going forward. Throughout American history, six presidents have presided over the federal prosecution and imprisonment of individuals for sedition or seditious conspiracy. John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, George W. Bush, and Joe Biden, whose Justice Department convicted at least 18 Oath Keepers and Proud Boy leaders for their roles in January 6th, the most extensive use of the seditious conspiracy statute since World War II. And then there is the turbo sedition waged against President Trump for the past decade. The FBI's Russiagate investigation was branded a seditious conspiracy. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was denounced as a traitor. The January 6th House committee was accused of engaging in seditious conspiracy and treason. FISA Judge James Boasberg's actions. And now these fools. Yet, despite the intensity of these accusations, which often invoke the federal seditious conspiracy
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've entered hour number two on this live Monday, November 24th, 2025 transmission. Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges, the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge. So first they tried to claim that the prosecutor that Trump brought in, one of his personal lawyers, as the others, when the grand jury had already handed out indictments, wouldn't do it. So he brought in another lawyer that would do it. When it's all cut and dry, what both people did, his perjury, his false statements, you know, his all of it, James's incredible mortgage fraud, just to name a few. The only move they had was this, because the last move failed, claiming that she brought in the indictments of James, the New York Soros AG, and that they didn't do all three indictments, they just did two, so she had them sign it off on the two, and so because the one indictment was left there, though it was X'd out, it was wrong. And they lied and said that, you know, that she hadn't been clear in the transcript. And then it turned out none of that was true. They did bring him another copy to sign with only the two. And the transcript all showed it. So that was all a lie. Remember that last week? Oh, it's over. The case will be thrown out. So now instead, the judge comes out and says, you know what? You were not appointed correctly. And so the president can't have prosecutors. He wants the executive branch, which is pure crap. And so I'm throwing it all out. This is the dictatorship of the judiciary. This is the lawyers. This is the legal system that the globalists use to control us. And I predict this is going to put Trump into even more high gear to crack the whip with Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, who really runs the show, and Kash Patel and Bongino. Because it's open and shut, all the crap they pulled. Judge dismisses cases against James Comey, Letitia James, after finding prosecutor was unlawfully appointed. A federal judge dismissed the criminal indictments against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James after finding the prosecutor who brought the case was not lawfully appointed. I agree with Mr. Comey that the Attorney General's attempt to install Ms. Halligan as interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia was invalid. Well, you're allowed to do that as a interim. And because Ms. Halligan had no lawful authority to present the indictment, I will grant Mr. Comey's motion to dismiss the indictment. U.S. District Judge Cameron Curie wrote in a ruling, finding the indictment should be tossed because the appointment of former Donald Trump personal lawyer Lindsey Halligan was invalid and she lacked the authority to present the case to the grand jury. There's a few more of the headlines. Judge dismisses case against Letitia James and Comey. And here is the filing. Absolute, total, complete crap. And that's why Trump is looking more and more to military tribunals. For people that have served as officers in the military, that's a lifetime jurisdiction that the Pentagon has. And when you're a former officer and you call for mutiny and uprising in the military, that's exactly what they did. Well, then now you're liable. But yeah, let's remember what happened in New Jersey. Former Trump lawyer who is a great prosecutor, Alina Habba's appointment as U.S. Attorney for New Jersey was unlawful, judge says. They kicked her out, and that's a court battle over that. So everybody that wants all these indictments from Trump and wants all this action, he is fighting as hard as he can an uphill battle with the swamp. When Trump does stuff I disagree with, I'm all over his ass. But this claim, oh, the Border Patrol isn't deporting enough. They dismantled enforcement. They've scaled it way up. Even the detractors have to go, wow, they did this quick. They really are kicking ass. Yeah. So the United States in the last 30 years has graduated more lawyers than the entire history of the country before that. And they're just part and parcel of the whole judicial system. And they're not all corrupt, but the majority of them are incompetent or corrupt. And they're just a bunch of yes men and yes women, and they're ruling this country with a reign of terror. They're destroying this country. Now, to this news. So, last week, you had these Democrat senators and House members and former CIA people come out and say, do not follow his illegal orders when they come. And you already had the media saying everything he says is illegal when it's not. Arresting illegal aliens, all that stuff. Putting National Guard in the cities. It always gets overridden by a higher court. Then another lower court will block it again, so Trump has to then fight in that court. They're using our open, free society and due process to sabotage it in preparation for the open Podesta plan, uprisings, civil war, race-based violence they're trying to launch. And in the Podesta plan, they first demonize Trump as a dictator. They then engage in all of this low-intensity conflict and violence that Trump then does what he's supposed to when federal buildings are being burned down, puts troops on the streets, and then they call for the military to stand against Trump. What CNN said they were doing when he was president-elect, and it came out in undercover videos that the highest levels of the Pentagon were scheming against Trump when he was president-elect back in November, December, and early January. So they're the ones doing all of this. So now, Pentagon says it's investigating Senator Mark Kelly for video urging troops to defy illegal orders. When you look how they couch it, they just say illegal orders, implying all his orders are illegal. And alone, you could say that's on the line.
But when you have all of the Democrats working with the deep state, the fake impeachments, the stealing of elections, the Obama and Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, and with the big tech and the Justice Department and DOJ attacking the American people, manipulating elections, all of it together in the Podesta plan calling for civil war, they're trying to launch their civil war. We know the aim of it, so we know the motive. They try to act like each step as they escalate, oh, yeah, the Podesta plan, and in the movie last year, Hollywood, you know, big budget film, Civil War, it's called the Western Alliance, and it starts in California, Oregon, and Washington. It starts as a sanctuary cities and things, but then they go to war with the illegitimate Trump figure, and the rest of the country joins them, and then the military marches on D.C. and kills the Trump figure. And then now they're calling it the Western Alliance, Governor Newsom and others, and saying we're going on the offense. And the crowd cheers on Colbert. They know what it means. They've been read in. I've got Democrat activists all over TV bragging about it. This is their plan. Complete with a How to Do It movie and a bunch of others. Like One Battle After the Next, out right now with Leonardo DiCaprio. So here's the big bombshell. Pentagon says it's investigating Senator Mark Kelly for video urging troops to defy illegal orders, Associated Press. And here is the Pentagon statement. Official statement, Department of War. The Department of War has received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly, USN, retired, in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, 10 U.S.C. 688. Other applicable regulations. A thorough review of these allegations has been initiated to determine further action, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This matter will be handled in compliance with military law, ensuing due process and impartiality. Further official comments will be limited to preserve the integrity of the proceedings. The Department of War reminds all individuals the military retirees remain subject to the UCMJ, for applicable offenses and federal laws such as 18 U.S.C. 2387, prohibit actions intended to interfere with the loyal morale or good order and discipline of the armed forces. Any violations will be addressed through appropriate legal channels. Yeah, everybody's got their full constitutional rights as a civilian. But when you as a civilian or a former military go in and try to divide and conquer the military, which is what an enemy does, you're under a spotlight now. If it's found you did it premeditatedly in your emails to undermine the president for an overthrow, you go to prison for life. It's all about the intent. All service members are reminded that they have a legal obligation under UCMJ to obey lawful orders and that those orders are presumed to be lawful. A service member personnel philosophy does not justify or excuse the disobedience of a otherwise lawful order. So this is the last thing, and I talked about it last week, that I've been predicting this last year, and the archivist found it. I meant to play that Friday, pull up the archivist video where I said the last piece of the Podesta plan before they go fully live will be announcing military don't follow Trump's orders. Because it's in the Podesta plan. How did I know? It's in the plan before they go full operational. So Trump, the Pentagon, everybody has to address the public. I've been saying this for a year. Since he was president-elect, to get ahead of this, and you're not really ahead of it, but you're kind of matching it because you waited. Because I know it sounds crazy to say they're planning a civil war uprising. Well, you can show all their documents and plans from the Democratic Party itself. They didn't do all this for no reason. They were going to try this. And it's crazy. So Trump's got to get read in on all this. He understands a lot of it. The military does more than him, and they got to go public. There's a good chance Democrats will back off doing this. But next is then the false flag. A bunch of illegal aliens get mowed down at some demonstration, mixed in with Democrats. They blame the Border Patrol. They blame the National Guard. They blow up a black church, mega church, or traditional black college. Remember, 6 months before this happened, when Kirk got killed, 8-9 months ago, I said, 6 months before Kirk got killed, I said, they say that Trump's going to kill a bunch of black people. Well, that's a traditional black college or maybe a big black church. And then when Kirk got killed, they get all these fake death threats into the traditional black colleges saying, for Charlie Kirk, we're coming to kill you black people tomorrow. We're going to truck bomb you. We're going to shoot you. They later had to admit that it was, quote, hoaxes, a false flag. Like I said, I predicted that so that they kick everybody out of their college for a week because the white people are coming to kill you because of Charlie Kirk. No one, people heard me say traditional black colleges are going to get targeted. That's crazy. Where else when they say Trump's going to hit a bunch of black people are going to do it? This is deduction, Sherlock Holmes stuff. And when people freaked out and that happened, they evacuated the colleges for a couple weeks. I was like, yeah, folks, that's creating the background. Oh, we already had to evacuate once when the evil Republicans came to kill us. So all the battle plans are laid. All the battle plans are ready. You know, the Russians are like, no, we're not going to invade, you know, Ukraine. We're just building up in case they attack. And I went on Russian TV and said, I can tell by just looking at the soldiers, the troops, the satellite photos, the buildups, the whole basis of things, what Putin said previously, you're going to go in. And I said, I think you're going to go in by the end of February, because I knew Russian doctrine in that area, because you know, the ground starts to thaw after that, and they needed their tanks to be able to go in. And the Russians freaked out. Interview in now. And, of course, I called it because I know what to look at when there's a buildup. But the Russians, it was more covert, even though it was overt for a trained eye. With the Democrats, it's red flags and rockets shooting off and sirens and horns blasting. I mean, they admit it. It's not debatable. You already saw their criminal activity, all their covert operations, all their censorship, all their debanking, them imprisoning us, them election thieving and meddling and all of it and trying to kill Trump. They're not giving up, people. And I'm not happy I'm being vindicated now that everything I told you is unfolding right on time, because I don't want to be proven right when the Civil War kicks off. I want the credibility so that we can get the Pentagon and the government, everybody listening that aren't traitors. There's a lot of traitors in the Pentagon, but I'm saying in general, to get ahead of this now. And you got to address it for what it is. But you don't just say they're trying to sow dissension. They're trying to say orders are illegal. They're trying to, you know. They've built up the Civil War plan. They admitted it's the Podesta plan. They've geared up for it. Here's the proof. Here's the backdrop. These are the same people that have been overthrowing elections and engaging in all this criminal activity. It's a compendium of their activity to know their game plan, to know their intent, to know their motive, to know why they're doing it. And you could convict them all with the Podesta plan. You can go read it in the New York Times, middle of August 2020. And then the Democrats published large sections of it. I mean, you read it. We're not going to follow the election. The blue states will secede, starting with California and Oregon and Seattle. We'll call it the Western Alliance. And then they make a movie about it. And then Newsom's on TV 2 months ago saying it. I mean, what the hell do you need here? My goodness gracious. These are signed confessions. So that's where we are. You know, I don't normally do this, but Inbound doesn't normally make 7-minute reports. I only aired like a few minutes of it last segment. I want the full audience to hear Bound's report dealing with this sedition, because he shows the history, the background, the evidence, all of it right there. But the globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways, and that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think. I can assure you it's going to blow up in your face. I can assure you that now, particularly that the Pentagon's openly saying this and doing this, it means it's not that they didn't know, but the most of the generals that were there, a lot of them been removed now, they were the ones when Trump was president-elect that came out, undercover videos, you name it, in the main command center plotting all of this and how to misrepresent Trump, say his orders are unlawful, and set up a scenario to overthrow him. That was on CNN when President Trump was president-elect. I played the clip probably 100 times. Like, we'll find it and put it in this report once we post it to X. We're live right now. Yeah, give me Hegseth's, print me a statement. I'll just read it off the TV. Hegseth just came out with this. It's the Secretary of War. The video made by the Seditious Six was despicable, reckless, and false. Encouraging our warriors to ignore the orders of their commanders undermines every aspect of good order and discipline. Their foolish screeds sow doubt and confusion, which only puts our warriors in danger. Five of the six individuals in the video do not fall under the Department of War jurisdiction. One is CIA and a former military, but not retired, so they are no longer subject to UJMC. However, Mark Kelly, retired Navy commander, is still subject to UCMJ, and he knows that. As was announced, the department is reviewing his statements and actions, which were addressed directly to all troops, while explicitly using his rank and service affiliation, leading the appearance of authority to his words. Kelly's conduct brings discredit upon the armed forces and will be addressed appropriately. Yeah. But hey, how about Mark Milley? In early January, he called the communist Chinese to say, don't worry, Trump's not going to attack China, when Trump had no planets come out. I'm in control of the nuclear codes, not him. He said, I am the president of America. I am in command. How did he know the Chinese wouldn't take that as weakness? I mean, that's crazy. Then he lied to Congress about it later, and later had to admit it was true. That guy is a literal joke who couldn't even find both his ass with both hands. I mean, it's just open season on these people politically with criminal charges if we have the will. But you see, we have a judiciary riddled with scum, riddled with just, I'll be honest, I'm not saying boomers are bad in general, but, you know, senile, insulated boomers that can't look, there's a global revolution, a fourth turning, you'll never stop it. They think coming in with tyranny and both boots on us is going to work. How did it work in 1776? Those revolutions all over the world starting around that year. How'd it work out in France for you? It's not going to work out well. So just continue to act like you're invincible. Continue to persecute people. But you notice it doesn't work. Do people get intimidated by it? Oh, cowards do. They didn't count. They were never on the field. Doesn't work on most of us. All it does is redouble our resolve. But you have the left spoiling for a civil war. Imagine if they have their Antifa and communist groups and drug cartels run around and kill a bunch of, you know, people like this. Ken Paxton's on the list. I'm on the list. Tucker Carlson, you know, Trump's family. Thousands of people are on the list. They admit they have the list. A, you won't get most of us. You'll turn those you kill into martyrs. And then how's the media going to spin it when all of, oh, you think you got Santa Claus and the elves that come down the chimney? You think you've been making lists and you're marketing twice? I haven't, but I know the MO. They're real people who have been making the Santa Claus list for you. And that's why the globalists are all running off to, you know, their countryside armored fortresses and digging in for this. Well, I can just tell you right now that in 90% of the cases, the majority of your security team hates your guts. And as soon as this goes down, I would want to be you. And all it takes is one person on your security team and you're done. So when you think you destroy the veneer of civilization, and you think you put us into dog-eat-dog world, that you're going to be the warlords in control of all this, it's not going to happen. You're going to get chewed up and spit out. Now, that's not good for security, stability. Our enemies will totally use it against us. I'm trying to stop it. I want the electricity to work. We're turning the tide on your wanting to cut our, you know, children's genitals off and all your other operations. Your wokeism is totally collapsing. So I'm winning peacefully. The normal right way to do it with a velvet revolution. But if you want the hammer, if you want the iron fist, you're going to get it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves. Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down, But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Well, the corporate media is spinning it that A.G. Bondi blew it because the federal judge in both the James Comey and Letitia James cases in the same court in Virginia, that she wasn't appointed correctly. This is all the games they're playing. It's like all these other Democrat federal judges have claimed Trump can't arrest illegal aliens. Trump can't have tariffs. Trump can't do this. Trump can't do that. We have a dug-in establishment. Its most powerful element is not the corporate media anymore. That's been discredited. It's the fact that they control, I'd say, 70% of the judiciary. Upwards of 80% of lawyers are Democrats. But then you've got Hegseth and the Department of War coming out and saying, you can't have retired officers of the military saying don't follow the commander-in-chief's orders and nebulously trying to create dissension in the ranks. That's the military. It'd just be like if you've been a captain on a nuclear submarine and you're retired, you can't give somebody nuclear submarine codes. You don't have the same rights when you're in the military. That's how you bring down countries, is you have people saying, I'm an officer and I'm telling you Trump's bad and he's giving you legal orders, don't follow him. That's what they've been saying all over the news. That's what they imply. They know exactly what they're doing. So what do we call that last segment where I got into that so we can post his ex? It's not just about having a headline for them to write and put out. It's about us thinking, what is this? Because the headline is really the angle of what it means. What would it be? What would the headline be? I mean, what is this? How do you quantify this? All caps, Civil War II has begun. The Pentagon is criminally investigating Senator Mark Kelly after he joined publicly joined CIA operatives in a plan to trigger a military uprising designed to end the American Republic as we know it. The Democrat Party / Deep State Podesta plan is a public confession of their intent and an operation they have now launched to overthrow the elected government of the United States of America. And it is not only Trump's right, it is his duty
as sworn in his special oath to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States, to take the gloves off like Abraham Lincoln and move against these people. They're the ones that staged all the covert election fraud and coups. They're the ones with all the fake impeachments. They're the ones attacking the public. They're the ones trying to repeal the First Amendment. They're the ones opening the border and flooding some illegals. They're the ones that engage in all the treason. They're the ones trying to commit to World War III. They're the clear and present danger. They're the ones that created the Podesta Plan, calling for all this, and producing movies that follow the Podesta Plan. They're the ones that think we're going to sit back and watch them trigger all of this. But guess what? We got the jump on you. And you think we're so used to the veneer of so-called freedom while you hid behind the scenes engaged in tyranny that now you're going to slow roll and slow launch a civil war coup operation and that we're going to be caught flat-footed. Well, guess what? If you're going to have your civil war, bitch, there's going to be a lot of us that know all about it and all about your plan and what comes if you are successful in it. 50-plus million Americans, at least, in re-education camps in the Weatherman-Obama plan that got leaked back in the 80s. This is the same plan again. Cloward and Piven, the whole nine yards. You see the tyranny of Europe, arresting people for their speech. Now in Florida, they're arresting people that go out at public events while Muslims are doing their prayer stuff and, you know, marking their territory. So they say, you need Jesus. And by the way, I got some bacon here. It's delicious. See, I'm eating it. They go on TV and cry. So they get charged with felonies for hate crimes for offending Muslims. We've been getting walked on and walked over forever. They've been grabbing our little boys and girls like trophies and brainwashing them and chemically and surgically chopping their genitals off. I mean, what is the price you'll pay to have your so-called peace? Pull me up the Patrick Henry speech print off for me. The full thing's 30 pages. I want like the key part about give me liberty or give me death. Because we're winning culturally. We have the majority. We're following classic Americana. We're not the tyrants. They're the tyrants. They have pushed us into this. They have brought us to this point. And we have to identify who they are and know next the false flag attacks come on the illegal alien demonstrations, on leftist events. They're going to try to use Trump's statement they took out of context about, well, if they're found, you know, convicted of trying to have an overthrow, which they've been calling a coup, that's punishable by death. He didn't say kill him. But now the Democrats are, oh, God, people are coming to kill us. Oh, like Scalise or Rand Paul or Charlie Kirk or the Border Patrol getting shot up and killed and ICE and all the rest of it. You mean like that? You mean like you guys training for paramilitary war and openly saying you're going to kill us and all the Christmas cards around the country put on Republican doors saying we're going to kill you? You mean like that? No, we know you're the one starting it. You want to try to launch it and then turn around and act like you didn't start it. You want to fight, you're starting one, I'm trying to stop it. By letting you and your bosses know, we got your number, we got your plan, we got your blueprint, we got your ass. I want to give the toll-free number up. And I want to take calls specifically from police officers, sheriff's deputies, emergency managers, active duty military. And we can take veterans calls as well. But particularly, whether you're in special operations, whether you're Border Patrol, whether you're ICE, whether you're National Guard. I mean, I know you're read in on this. You're a listener. You more than I do in many ways because of your perspective, but I'm telling you something. The question is, am I wrong about any of this? And what do we need to do about this? Because I'm sitting here watching this and I just, we have to affect the battle space and try to stop this from happening. But if it's going to happen, we also have to really get people ready. So how do we get ready for this? Because it's here. It's like you're driving through the green light. This has happened to me twice. And you look over and somebody ran the red light going 55, 60 miles an hour, and you do that split-second deal, okay, there's cars beside me, can't go to them, do I slam on the brakes, do I accelerate? I've had a few other times where I've missed them. And one time, I looked behind me and saw there was a car, so I couldn't slam on my brakes. And by the time I slammed on the accelerator, it just got me up a little bit further, so he hit me in the ass, totaled the Tahoe a couple years ago, last wreck I had. Haven't had many, but had one that I caused 15 years and longer. It's longer than that. And spun off and crashed into the ditch. Knocked the back wheels basically off. And the other time, I wasn't really paying attention to the time I looked. I slammed on the brakes, nobody was behind me, and it just hit me in the front. That wasn't that bad. It just kind of knocked the car, off about 10 feet. Didn't feel it in my neck. But it's the same feeling, like, I've been trying to stop this, but we're in the intersection now, and here it comes. I'm just like, oh, God. And it's we're here. And these idiots ramming into us do not know what they're starting. But they're drawing first blood, folks. And the whole plan's been to degrade America and bring us down so the Chi-Coms can take over allied with Europe. That's the main enemy, not the Russians. They got triple the land of anybody, and they openly just want to run their own deal. We've driven them to the Chi-Com arms, all of it. So, of course, we're in a fight with them, and we should be politically defeating the Chi-Coms, cleaning up our own house. But the left, the average idiot left, doesn't even understand any of this. They have no idea what's going to happen once we collapse. And in the end, we will take the country back. But while that happens, might take 5 years, might do it in a week. I'd do it in 6 months, but, I'd say short term, hopefully, but it might take 5 years. When we look up, we're a third world country after that point. At least we'll have our sovereignty. We can rebuild from there, but who knows what our enemies will do during that. I mean, and that's just one angle of this. For people who have this normalcy bias, well, we're America. Blah, blah, blah. You know about the world? You know about our history, all the wars we've had? And history doesn't just repeat, it rhymes. A Republican president, groups trying to break the country up. They want slavery. That's what the left wants, all of us be slaves. It's repeating. And Trump's like Abraham Lincoln saying, because he had his own northern states going against him, and he had all the same crap. And he just said, all right, I got the military. And I know I'll piss off Southerners because it's very complex, saying, what are you doing? Side of Abraham Lincoln. It's the time they were in. I understand the North had deals with allowed tariffs on our agricultural goods, and I understand all about Andrew Jackson, who was a Southerner, and when the British intelligence tried to break us up in the 30s, he came and stopped it without a civil war. Most of you that think you got a rebel flag, battle flag, and by the way, I think Robert E. Lee was a great patriot, top general even to the North. They wanted him to lead the North. He was right about states' rights from his perspective. But the South got manipulated by British intelligence and told they'd get the backing and funding, and then they didn't. They wanted to just bring the country down. And you know who I really respect was Sam Houston, the original Green Beret. That's what they're based on, Sam Houston. Like the Davy Crockett of Davy Crockett's. The only guy that was ever the head of the governor of multiple states and a country and everything else. And did you know they kicked him out of Texas when he, right before the Civil War, and he came, he said they got 10 times the industry, they got 4 times the people. He said, we'll win it first for about a year because we got better fighters because we're out here in the bush. But he said, they are going to come here and they're going to level it. And they're going to destroy all of us, and you're going to absolutely put us back in the South 100 years. He goes, we're going to be the future of the country. Everything's going to move down here industry-wise, what I've been working on. And they laughed at him and literally threatened to kill him and kicked him out and said he was an idiot. And that's the father of Texas, folks. He was smart. Because, Robert E. Lee was a great general, and, his dad and grandpa in the Revolutionary War, all that. But he was still a tactician and a gentleman. Sam Houston knew how to run businesses and war. And, I mean, there's reports that the Indians told the French about where he had like 7 arrows sticking out and killed like 25 warriors himself. I mean, we're talking what Arnold Schwarzenegger in movies wishes he was. Conan the Barbarian, Sam Houston. With the high IQ on top of it. So, yeah, Conan the Barbarian for real founded Texas, and he said we walked into a trap on that. And I'm going to tell Democrats again, you're walking into a globalist trap to bring down the country. It is, history is literally repeating itself again. So here's the toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And by the way, it's just law enforcement, military, emergency managers, stuff like that, because I want to have a very serious talk about this. I want to hear what you think about what I've said. I want to hear what you have to say, because we're in full preparation war mode now, okay? This is serious. Here's John Bowen's report. I want to play in full. I was only playing part of it earlier, where he gets through the history and the law and the records. It's very accurate. Here's the report.
Sedition is defined specifically in U.S. law as a federal crime involving conspiracy to overthrow or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. Seditious conspiracy is a specific crime that requires two or more persons conspiring to use force against the U.S. government or its laws.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
Of course, absent from the Declaration, any specifics as to what those illegal orders actually are.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate?
To be clear, we are not calling on folks right now to debate, to disobey any type of unlawful order.
Have you, Congresswoman, or any other of these Democratic members of Congress heard directly from members of the U.S. military or the broader national security community who believe they've been given unlawful orders?
Well, you know, what I'd say is I have heard from service members, and this is all a matter of public record. What we see is an uptick of concern from the men and women who are serving in uniform about the legality of orders that are being given.
They would be violating their oath if they followed illegal orders.
And I guess, Senator, members of the military, what is your advice to them if they come across something that seems confusing?
I think they need to talk to their leadership, you know, talk to their commanding officer about it and tell your commanding officer why you think this may be illegal. There are lawyers within the military, the Judge Advocate General Corps. You can have a conversation, you know, with somebody who understands the law. You know, there's always the option of you review the UCMJ with your leadership and you explain to somebody why you think this may not be lawful.
After widespread discontent over unpaid wages, lack of food and clothing erupted into open revolt, yes, George Washington, as commander-in-chief during the Revolutionary War, authorized the execution of his own soldiers for sedition in 1781. However, no one in U.S. history has ever been executed by hanging or any other means solely for sedition or seditious conspiracy under federal law. Historical cases involving the executions of John Brown in 1859, Mary Surratt in 1865, and William Bruce Mumford in 1862 were prosecuted under different charges, like treason or martial law violations. Neither the 1798 or 1918 Sedition Acts, the 1940 Smith Act, nor the current federal seditious conspiracy statute, 18 U.S. Code 2384, has ever carried the death penalty. The current maximum penalty for seditious conspiracy is 20 years in prison, and that is what needs to be pursued without fail, or there is no executive office of the United States going forward. Throughout American history, six presidents presidents have presided over the federal prosecution and imprisonment of individuals for sedition or seditious conspiracy. John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, George W. Bush, and Joe Biden, whose Justice Department convicted at least 18 Oath Keepers and Proud Boy leaders for their roles in January 6th, the most extensive use of the seditious conspiracy statute since World War II. And then there is the turbo sedition waged against President Trump for the past decade. The FBI's Russiagate investigation was branded a seditious conspiracy. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was denounced as a traitor. The January 6th House committee was accused of engaging in seditious conspiracy and treason. FISA Judge James Boasberg's actions. And now these fools. Yet, despite the intensity of these accusations, which often invoke the federal seditious conspiracy statute, not a single critic or political opponent of Donald Trump has been convicted of or even formally indicted for seditious conspiracy since 2016.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
You're fired! Get out of here! You're fired!
Under federal law, the penalty for sedition also includes ineligibility to hold any office within the United States for 5 years. So sedition knocks you off the chessboard, whether you get 20 years or not. Trump could merely end the careers of the deep state during his term if they are found guilty.
You're fired. Get out of here.
What? John Bowne, 44 Info.
And they already tried to kill him twice, so they know exactly what they're doing. You saw the clips. Oh, I'm getting a lot of calls. I think it's illegal, even though none of it is. And they won't even say it's illegal. They're just telling troops don't follow his orders ahead of what they're about to launch, the Podesta plan. They started it. They're doing it. No country that ever survives lets this stuff go on. Look at all we put up from these people. And don't worry, they're just going to get more violent. So Trump's going to be forced to take action or we're going to lose the whole country. Here's a senator, Slotkin, Alyssa Slotkin, now admits Trump never issued an illegal order. Here it is.
Let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Oh, but you made it all about domestic, what he's doing to Americans, what he's making our military do, what arrests hardened core illegal aliens with huge rap sheets and truck drivers that don't even know how to drive a truck that have been illegally given licenses by the Democrats and federal judges ruling that's okay. That'll get overridden. Thousands of deaths a year from that. They're making hundreds of arrests a day of illegal alien drivers. That's the stuff Trump's doing. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. They don't even have driver's licenses. They're driving frickin' 18-wheelers. God, he's so terrible. Huh. We're going to go break. Come right back with your phone calls. Sean, Mac, Nick, Tim, Killer, Jeffrey, Zach, Jeff, and others. Your calls straight ahead. Military, police, first responders, emergency managers. What's your take on this? 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And don't forget, big sale runs till Friday, biggest ever. Buy any supplement, like Ultramethylene Blue. Get any other supplement, even the ones that cost more, for free at thealexshowstore.com. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products
and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates are 1776 worldwide.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, run so the federal judge in Virginia shot down the criminal trials of Comey and Letitia James. They're totally guilty. The evidence is public. And you got Hegseth with the, you know, people that are still under military control because they're retired officers saying, we're investigating you. And now the left's even freaking out more when they're the ones that have been trying to openly trigger civil war in their own admissions. How do we deal with this? How do we respond? We're taking calls from people that I want to get your perspective. Do you agree with what I'm saying, or do you disagree, or what would you add? And how do we respond to this? How do we warn the people? The good news is Trump's getting it now. The White House is getting it. The left already tried to kill Trump at least twice, we know of. They're not going to stop. So how do we respond to this without escalating it? That's what the left wants. I'm going to take your calls right now. All right, we'll go to Sean, Jim, Mac, Nick, Tim, Jeffrey, Zach, and others. Sean in California from the Marine Corps, what is your view on what's happening right now?
Hey, good day, Alex. This is Sean in California. I've been a caller with you before, and I have discussed this topic before. Now that these courts have shown their hands, they're exposed to we the people, which is where the power lies, not with we the president or we the personality, we the people. The people, Alex, have the interface between the militia and the military when they lawfully assemble and form their general assemblies, which then can break off to things you would call a committee of correspondence, to a militia, to a American common law grand jury. Remember that mechanic? Justice Scalia, U.S. versus Williams, deemed that it exists outside the Constitution and therefore separate from the government. The American common law grand jury can have the trials we need, while JAG can be reached through the assembly to enforce it through the military side and provide that nexus. So this is the thing, Alex, is do we as a people actually want to get together, put aside our Protestant versus Catholic issues, our Jew versus Muslim issues, and actually lawfully assemble and hold the government to task?
Well, you're right. Those are the tools that are constitutional under there that people have forgotten. And I've had constitutional experts on many times, like Red Beckman, you name it, to explain it. And that's all an important discussion sometime next week or something for a couple hours. We can get some experts on. But larger, what do you make of the constellation of threats from the left, the Podesta plan, their moves, what they're doing? I mean, do you agree with me? They're getting ready to make their move.
They're getting ready to make their moves, Alex. And the thing they're going to do is, like out here in California, where I'm at, if you wanted to have a militia, they were trying to make people file the militias like their 501c4s, which means the IRS and all those who attack them know what they're up to and where they're at and what their rosters look like. Just like Viacom got the concealed carry permits from all the sheriffs in the state, citing the First Amendment, freedom of the press. Viacom actually had that as a case, and Attorney General Bonta helped them and overrode all our sheriffs. So they know.
No, and I remember. So expanding on that, I don't, timetable, great, teach people about common law stuff and then the militias. But currently, what do you think the timeline is on the Podesta plan?
Podesta plan, to me, that looks like it could kick off before Christmas. They would love to ruin the holidays because what better, you know, thing to do to thumb your nose at Christians than to have, you know, Muslim riots and Antifa riots burning down churches and cathedrals like they did in Europe. So the American people better get their, you know, head on straight. You know, your sheriff is only one enforcement mechanic. You know, when you talk about judges going out of line, don't the federal marshals provide bodyguard detail for the judges? Oh, did I say that out loud? I might have. There's different checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen. And Alex, you got to get the invites out there to those experts that know how to get this going in real time. I wish I could refer you to Carl Miller, but I got access to one of his proteges, Destry Payne. So if you want to...
All right, send me ideas. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Mac in Indiana, Army. Go ahead, Mac. What do you make of the situation we're in?
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks to you and your team for all everything you guys do for us, especially in this season of Thanksgiving.
Hey, I apologize, Mac. Mac, stay there. I was looking at the clock wrong. I apologize. I do so much podcasting now, I forget we have ads on the main show. 60 seconds, come right back to you, Mac. Please stay there. Don't hang up. Mac, stay there. All right, we'll be right back in 60 seconds to Mac, Nick, and everybody else. This is a serious situation, folks. See, it's all out in the open now. Talking about this months ago now. See, it's the main story.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before, better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, everybody's asking the question, is Letitia James and Comey off the hook now that the judge they had, Democrat operative, threw out their cases claiming the prosecutor wasn't duly appointed? That's the president's power. It'll be overridden. Well, I've talked to some lawyers, and coming up a little while to take more calls, I'll get into the answer, but you can't go back to the grand jury. The statute of limitations ended. That's why they literally got the indictment 2 days before it ended, 5 years. So the answer is to appeal the judge and then bring it back to trial. But we'll get more into that. If you just joined us, Hegseth said, yes, the Pentagon's investigating, at least Senator Mark Kelly, because of the law, him being a retired officer for violating federal law with his activities. Sounds mean to have the military come after somebody, but he's the one trying to command the military, saying Trump's implying giving unlawful orders. That's classic sabotage. They know exactly what, and with their whole background of all of this, it's all part of having the military believe Trump's the enemy. Mac in Indiana, we hit a break there. Please restart, and then we'll go to everybody else. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to thank you and the team for everything you do for us and for our great country, especially in this season of Thanksgiving. For me, this is really about a fight for credibility, right? So the center of gravity for me is credibility. And really what gets after that is exactly what you discussed.
And let me just 1,000,000,000% agree with you. The globalist social engineers know the average American doesn't know uniform, you know, military code. They don't know all the stuff that people that study it do. And I study it a lot, and I'm still not an expert. But I know what's right and what's wrong. But compared to the general public, I'm like a, you know, brainiac. It's all about how they can imply he's illegitimate, how they can confuse the troops, how they can destroy the president's credibility. That's what this is all about, is undermining him again, saying he's a Russian agent, no proof, disproven to be a known lie, all the other lies. This is the same group undermining who we elected, meaning undermining us, we the people, right?
Precisely, Eric. Precisely, Alex. So that gets back to this race of how we wake people up in time to prevent the implementation of a violent phase of the Podesta plan, right? So we're on the clock right now. And then that's further complicated by who in the world do we trust? So for me, I know the previous caller was talking about, you know, getting the military in there to help with some civil work. But for me, it's about invoking law enforcement. In federal, I had the chance in uniform to observe, Director Patel's work as the chief of staff for the SecDef there towards the trail end of the first Trump administration. And he was awful friendly with the incoming administration, but that's a story for another time. But for me, it's about invoking law enforcement and who better than elected law enforcement officials. So for me, it's about
sheriffs, which is the constitutional place to go. Absolutely.
Yes. And so what I see is invoking these law enforcement task force to address these emerging terror cells out there targeting, you know, these neighborhoods. And some of this is going to sort itself out too, Alex, because as these, you know, soulless, mindless automatons, you know, who for whatever reason are being directed or commanded by money, by, you know, dark theology, whatever the reason, they're out there targeting these families. Well, who has been voting against, you know, the Trump administration policies? If you look at the demographics, it's the white women, right, with some education. So they're about to be targeted by these terror cells. So I think some of this is going to sort itself out, but those mindless, soulless automatons are not the ones to target. It's the funding sources, it is the organizers, and that's where the law enforcement entrusted by the voters, those guys go after them and start.
That's right. We may not be able to get the local, county, and state law enforcement and AGs like Ken Paxton to be able to go after the federal targets, because that's not really their jurisdiction, though they still could with some jurisdiction. But you can go after the captains of the leftist groups that are laundering the money, doing the organized crime locally, and get the prosecutors to target them. And if just a few of their operatives get in trouble, which is starting to happen, they'll fold like a house of cards, because they do this because they're cowards and bullies. They think they're acting with impunity.
That is exactly right, Alex. And then it tells a bigger story, right, of how this is indeed a conspiracy, a larger conspiracy. And then you can get some folks in there that actually have a spine who can start prosecuting some of these larger cases, to your point, like a Ken Paxton, for example.
But still, the problem is we're so close to this. That's all grayed out into the future. Right now, it's affecting the information warfare battle space of who the good guys are, who the bad guys are. And so for the average person that doesn't understand all this, do you trust the Democrats and the globalists and the New World Order and the people that want to cut your son's genitals off and the pedophile rings, or are you going to trust President Trump and what's happening? No, we know who the bad guys are. We know it's the left trying to overthrow the government, the elected government, and people just need to choose a side. It comes down to that. If you want prosperity, security, and freedom and peace, support the elected government. If you support people undermining it and get on the bandwagon, you are literally destroying yourself. Thanks for the call. It's that simple. And by the way, the left and the law firms, from the top to the bottom down to Antifa, they all believe they're above the law because all the big cities they operate in, and most even the middle-sized towns, are controlled by Soros, judges and prosecutors. So they get to operate with pretty much impunity. They get to operate even if they commit a serious crime, firebomb a federal building, you know, it gets let out of prison by the Democrat judges. I don't get any impunity. I get the opposite. I get nothing but attacks and scrutiny and lies and fraud. And I'm still fighting them and successfully fighting them because of your support, grassroots support. So just understand, as populists, as conservatives, and as nationalists, and as common sense people, we are the underdog still. Trump is still the underdog. We're surrounded, but like the Marine Corps general said when they were surrounded by 3 million Chinese troops in Korea, he said, good, we can attack in all directions. And that's really actually a serious statement, because you can't miss at this point. I mean that politically, nonviolently. But we're here, folks. And so just understand, all I get is attack for doing the right thing. All they get is the belief that they're above the law. But the tables will turn. And so I know all you get is grief for standing for what's right. but it's better than being a slave and where they're going to take us. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But in my experience, you live on your feet, you die on your knees. All right, Jeff, Marine Corps and police officer, 21 years. What is your take on all this? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Alex. So the general statement that these six politicians have said is nothing, is not against the law. It's general knowledge, whether law enforcement or in the military. If someone in your chain of command gives you a directive or an order that is against the law, we already know not to follow that. That's common knowledge. So I know with Mark Kelly, they're trying to tie that into the fact that he's retired, but they're just stating a general vague statement. You don't have to follow illegal orders. We already know that. We all know that. So although the administration does have to respond, they can't just let these six go around saying these things and showing doubt and discontent among the ranks. They do have to say something. They have to respond. So they say, well, we're going to do an investigation on them. It will go nowhere. They're not actually specifying what to disobey. So I don't see this going anywhere. They just are basically doing damage control. They can't just let it happen. I think we need to look at this from 30,000 feet and stop and say, why are they saying this? It's a psyop. What's coming down the line? Why are they planting these seeds of doubt or this idea in people's heads that if you get an order that you deem to be illegal or unconstitutional, you don't have to follow it? It's almost like we're getting caught up in what's said right now. We need to stop and look at what's coming down the line. Why are they saying this now to put this idea in the troops' head for what's going to happen down the line? That's what I'm more interested in. Don't hang up.
I want you to elaborate. That's why I love taking calls from you guys. You're so informed. And I love hearing from ladies in law enforcement and military as well. You're 1,000,000,000% nailing it. That's what I said the last hour and a half. It's not that what they said specifically is illegal. It's written and couched to be vague, to plant seeds of doubt with all the other news reports by the thousands saying he's giving illegal orders, judges saying it. It's all been overturned and proved not to be true, but it is ahead of the provocations and false flags they're going to stage to say don't follow his order. I don't know if you've read the Podesta plan or seen all this or the movies they made out of it. That's what they do in the movie. They have uprisings. Then there's a massacre of leftists. It's blamed on the new president. A civil war starts. And then this Western alliance marches across the country. More join them. And they kill the Trump figure. And this is literally the Podesta plan. So my point is, with all the election meddling, all the theft, all the trying to undermine the elected government, all the things they've been caught in their own battle plans run by Obama, it's in that compendium we now know they're trying to undermine the commander-in-chief ahead of the main provocation. So it's not, as I said last hour, it's not the current statement. The current statement is them trying to, what they believe, thinly veiled, legally still do it. But in the train of everything else that they have set up and prepared, it's part of that larger plan. That's why I said the Podesta plan itself, which is their official plan, says, I call it Podesta plan. It's the Democrat strategies of Trump was to win the election 2020. And the New York Times published almost all of it. You can find the rest of it. The Democrats adopt this. I keep repeating this, folks. It's insane. They say if he wins, we have the Western states secede in blue cities. We form blockades. We hold our own inauguration of Joe Biden. And then we have a civil war. And they actually say that. It's in the documents. Guys, show them the headlines. You can go read it. It's like they're saying if he gets elected, we do this, and then we stage provocations, and now they're still launching it. So what I'm saying is, Hegg says that them should be focused on the Podesta plan, and all these Democrats that are on TV. Well, he's coming to kill the Hispanics and the blacks, so kill the military when they come. Trump's going to murder they're literally trying to foment this, and it's a plan to do it. So it's not like they're just fomenting violence and it's thinly veiled. Something thinly veiled. They're then also adding all of this to it, and then now launching the final piece that I predicted 6 months ago, 8 months ago, when they say don't follow the president's orders and imply they're illegal, that's when they're getting ready to drop the hammer. Sorry, go ahead.
Personally, Alex, I do not think they're going to do anything anytime soon, and I'll tell you why. This is basic Sun Tzu art of war. Trump's numbers, he's not very popular right now. In the last month, He's had a former terrorist in the White House. Last week, he had a communist in the White House. He's losing popularity. The economy's not doing so good. Inflation's not doing good. This is basic art of war. When your enemy's making mistakes, don't stop them. So Trump is not, he's losing popularity on his own. And now they are admitting they may lose the 26th midterm. If they don't have to do any type of violence, if they don't have to do anything to provoke it, I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to let Trump and his administration doing exactly what they're doing. Keep letting things go the way they are. They're going to be unpopular.
Wow.
And they lose in 26.
No, you're really smart. And I had a whole stack of news on that today to say just that. The only reason they may not trigger this plan is because Trump is now attacking more people that don't vote 100% with him, which is super unpopular. Idiots, some idiots in MAGA join in like it's a football game or something or a puppet show. And you're absolutely right. The only reason they may not trigger this fully is because they don't need to.
Absolutely. If the economy turns around, if Trump's popularity starts to go up, if they think they couldn't win in 26 or they can't win in 28, then I would be worried about something happening. But right now, don't, if your enemy's making mistakes, don't stop him. Let him do what he's doing. Let him talk. Let him mess himself up. Don't do anything because he's losing support now. They don't have to trigger anything to make America more divided. With what's happening currently, the Epstein files, the emails, MAGA, MTG, MAGA is fracturing right now. So they don't have to do anything. Just let the Republicans do their own thing.
And by the way, people like Cat Turd on X, who's a nice person, I'm not even attacking him, he thinks any bad news is we're traitors. No, I'm on the street. I know people. Trump's done some good things to the economy, but he had a big ship to turn around. That I'll fix the economy in 1 month thing, or that's bad. He's articulate that. He needs to get his messaging back. And I know they listened to the show. They had Mark Mitchell up there last week from the show, just with what they saw. He met with the president. So on one hand, he gets it. On the other hand, he doesn't. But we need Trump. He's night and day compared to the Democrats. What is your advice to President Trump, Jeff?
Stop listening to your closest advisors and start listening to the people that voted for you, that have supported you the last 10 years, that put you in there, that were attacked for wearing a red hat, that whose signs and houses were attacked, whose cars were vandalized. Go back to America First and the people that put you in there. Quit listening.
I totally agree. He needs to go back and do rallies inside where they're secure, more secure. And he should just have hours of an open mic listening to his people. He would go up 15 points, we'd win the midterms. Just something like that. Exactly. We don't want to see a bunch of corporate CEOs. We don't want to, just hear about how much money you're getting us, but it's not here yet. We just want to know you're a rebel and you're with us. And that's what we want.
Absolutely.
We want a rebel, yep. Not a king. He's not a king, Absolutely. Folks. The point is they've billed him as that. And then he has to get the very smart caller. These callers are all incredible. Wow. Let's go ahead and go to Nick in FEMA Region 6, first responder. Nick, what's your take on all this?
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. I've been listening to you for 20 years plus. I guess my question is more to you. I foresee maybe the false flag happening before Memorial Day. I also, and this is off the wall, I know this is off the wall, but they always have that back pocket of what Reagan said at a UN meeting about non-humans, that issue, us coming together from an issue outside of the earth. I know that's off the wall, but it seems like that's in their back pocket as well. What do you think?
Oh,
well, thank you very
there's
much
been major pre-programming for a fake alien invasion, Project Bluebeam.
I know that's very strange, but it just seems
I don't think it's strange.
If this first false flag doesn't happen, then they're going to use that as a back pocket. And both scenarios pigeonhole us into a dystopian hellscape.
Well, I know this. The old order is coming to an end, and if we don't promote a new, better system, it will go into the Great Reset, total tyranny. So, and I know he's got us out of the carbon taxes. I mean, he's really not doing their system. I mean, that's what's so painful, is that I absolutely love Trump on so many fronts. I did a Saturday report when it was reported that Todd Blanche, deputy AG, was criminally investigating out of a Maryland grand jury. Pulte over the housing and his task force leader, Ed Martin, who I've known for 25 years, a great guy. And I called Ed, and he's been screamed at for working with me. He said, look, I'm not going to really comment. He sent a text back. But then he talks about a reporter who he's not been allowed to talk to, Brianna Morello. She said, no, he says it's not accurate. And I'm like, Brianna, they're quoting people that were journalists that got the information about the mortgage fraud to Ed. And they're trying to claim they acted as federal officers. It's fine to have press as whistleblowers or information. And it's like, okay, well, that did get asked, but, you know, we're not really under criminal investigation. No. Todd Blanche is over that grand jury, and he's turned it not into a grand jury about Adam Schiff and his mortgage fraud, but turned it into, did Ed Martin have people doing federal law enforcement that couldn't? I mean, here's the deal. I wasn't told this by Martin. I was told about it at the DOJ. Martin's trying to be a team player, never to talk bad about Blanche to me. Others did. From separate groups in there, okay? So Martin, I'm not saying, is a liar. Notice he didn't say it's all fake or none of it's true. He said it's inaccurate. So then people said, when I came out and said, if Trump doesn't defend his champions and lets Todd Blanche persecute or prosecute Ed Martin or Pulte, I'm going to have to withdraw support because Trump's committing political suicide. The national news took a 30-second clip out of me saying, I'm inches away from leaving MAGA. I said, if they did that, you know, if I came home and my wife was strangling baby kittens in the backyard, which she never did. I'm just saying, I'd be done. Well, she's not doing that, so, you know. But again, that's how they spin it. Now, I'm leaving Trump, and, oh, you're a traitor, and all the rest of it. But down this road, it gets really, really dangerous.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I just trying our best to open people's eyes up, and like you always say, truth is the best disinfectant. Love you, brother. We're 100% behind you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Jeffrey in Virginia. Jeffrey, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's all coming to a head, man. Never a dull day, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what the last thing we want to see is the next false flag, the next 9/11. Oklahoma City, who knows what's next? That's the last thing our country needs. Listen, I got to go. I'm going to give you one thing real quick. The Podesta plan is all part of this transition integrity project, the TIPS. It might be worth telling people to look this up. It's like the Event 201, so it's wrapped up within that, where they give different scenarios of what would have happened in the 2020 election. Where they have different methodologies, where they run an ambiguous game one, game two, where Biden wins. But the last one, or there's four, but the third one where game three, where Trump was a clear winner and the Electoral College went to Trump, but Biden won the popular vote. And that's when they decided to cut off and see if they could get a couple states to secede.
But yeah, thank God somebody read the plan exactly to make it look like it's legitimate. But you're absolutely right that they war game this stuff, so they have battle plans. And people go, wow, here's a plan to overthrow the government. Oh, it's just a war game. It's just a scenario. That's how they have these illegal plans and then act, because, I mean, literally a plan inside government with powerful people to overthrow an election. Oh, we're not really doing it. It's just a battle plan. It's just a scenario, but then they're doing it. Yes, you thank you for explaining it better than I could.
Transition Integrity Project. You can WikiLeaks it or whatever you want to do, but you tie it into the same thing they do with Event 201. It pulls together all the lackeys, but it also, on the other hand, gives us a...
No, you're right. And you're giving the name of the Podesta plan, correct. I call it Podesta plan. It's preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition. Yep.
All right. Have a good day, dude. My wife's cooking bacon. I can smell it from up here.
Oh, you just said bacon on air. Have you seen the new they indicted multiple people felonies in Florida for eating bacon in front of Muslims?
Yeah, I'm keeping my bacon inside.
But, I mean, that's scary, isn't it?
It's ridiculous, dude. It's so ridiculous.
I got to say, I do think bacon overall, I don't know, ribeye. Okay, if you could only have one meat, would it be egg? I call eggs meat. Would it be, I love eggs, eggs, bacon, or ribeye?
Yeah, I'm a ribeye. We've been trying to eat more vegetables here, but it's hard not to eat steak. But If you add bacon onto everything, it just makes everything better.
Oh, I can eat a big old juicy salad with a little bit of vinaigrette on it and with a little bit of bacon. Oh, so good. Sorry, Muhammad. Stick the bacon up your butt. Sorry, I mean that. All right, thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead. They want to take our dogs, they want to take our bacon, they want to take our kids. They want to take our daughters and put beehive suits on them, beekeeper suits. Nope, don't think so. Turker, Turker, Muhammad Jihad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turned
Pompeo, who's already set up a couple days ago, Proud Boy, to talk about what's happening in the country, who was supposedly the mastermind along with Stuart Rhodes of J6 convicted of seditious conspiracy, pardoned by Trump. So he knows a little bit about that. Joining us for the next hour, he'll take calls with you as well. But look at Senator Mark Kelly. Acts like he's a patriot, acts like he's a good guy, supports total globalism, open borders, transgenderism, Islamic invasion. They are the scum.
When I was 22 years old and commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy and swore an oath to the Constitution, I upheld that oath. And it just, he goes through it all. It was all a trap to get Trump to respond to it. But I think it's healthy overall because they're the ones gearing up for civil war and martial law and all that. So let's just get it all out in the open. As a caller said earlier, then I'll go back to your calls here. If Trump continues to make the mistakes he's been making, we're not going to, you know, have to deal with the Democrats trying to overthrow things. They did that in 2020 because they knew he was about to win the election. So they had to have a big race war as the, you know, cover to steal the election. If Trump continues to attack some of his best supporters just because they disagree with him on a few issues, they vote the majority of the time with him, it's stupid. You know, spend that energy on the Democrats. People don't like it. And the poll numbers show that. But I sure get criticized, like when he kicked Elon Musk out and then Doge is now completely falling apart. They now admit Doge is defunct. It stopped. Most popular thing Trump was doing. He's been nice. They're back friends. Okay, great. I had listeners tear me apart. Not the majority, but we lost, you know, a lot of listeners and got a lot of hateful mail. You know, they were, oh, you traitor, you sided with Elon. I didn't side with Elon. He was doing a great job. And the political insiders came after him, and a whole bunch of people in the administration have now admitted that. You don't just have bad Democrats, you've got establishment Republicans. So no, it's not good MTG's been run out. And now it's being reported a whole bunch of other Republicans are getting ready to quit. And then Trump will say, well, we don't need them. We'll get somebody else better elected. No, you'll probably lose those midterms or those special elections. And I don't just say that to go, oh, look, he's being negative. He's betting we're losing. No, that's what I really think. And this is what I do. And I talk to some of the best political brains out there, and they agree with me. And they talk to Trump all the time, but he cannot handle being disagreed with by most people. So they're like, bring him a clip of my show, like Mark Mitchell talked about last week, and stuff like that, because I'm not trying to win a popularity contest here. Trump continues to stoke the flames of the MAGA Civil War, attacks MTG, Paul, and Massey again. Great. Furious House Republicans warn more explosive resignations are coming after Marjorie Taylor Greene. People are scared of what's in the Epstein files. It's not Trump. But it's the British royal family, the Queen of England, not with kids, but in business with him. Mossad, the Rothschilds, it's already coming out. A senior House Republican is warning that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's sudden decision to walk away from Congress is only the start of a deeper implosion inside the House GOP. They lose a few more members, we lose the House. But all you experts out there think if we just go along with Trump, who's getting bad advice, everything's okay. Green 51, who will retire in 42 days, announced the end of her tenure Friday night with a sweeping indictment of President Trump's second term and the second supposedly tasked with backing him, and the party tasked with backing him. Her central argument is that Trump and the House Republicans are abandoning the president's promises, growing complacent, and barreling towards wasting a razor-sharp majority. And then when you go into the experts, they agree, and I agree. But, you know, what do I know? It's all about, like, I'm in high school, and I don't talk about the captain of the football team, or I don't get to sit at the cool table. Well, I was rarely in the lunchroom in high school. I'll just leave it at that. I was usually out in the parking lot with one of my girlfriends. But the point is that I don't want to be at your cool kid table. Okay, I got my own table over here in Texas, all right? And it goes on from there. Speculation that she wants the Georgia governor's mansion is already circulating. As she told me no. She told me no, President. No, she's just sick of it. Several GOP lawmakers told reporters they are also warning of midterm retirements. Another clearly frustrated with senior Republicans delivered a blistering assessment of the party's trajectory. The entire White House team has treated all members like garbage, all. And Mike Johnson has let it happen because he wanted it to happen. It went on from there. Yeah. Got some really arrogant people in the White House. There's some good people, too. You know, they had a Polymarket poll, and from nowhere, she went from not being on the list to number three under J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, to be the president. But she does not want to be the president. That was fake news. And all these people attacked her. Oh, you traitor, you scum, you did this to run against President Trump. It's just like, stop. It's stop. Compared to Trump's attacks, she has been mild back. And I'm not trying to attack Trump. I'm just saying it's not a good look. I want to win, Trump. I want to beat the left. I want to stop the globalists. Let's go back to your phone calls and the order they received. Chris in Pennsylvania, who's Army, your take on this whole saga and the Democrats openly trying to get the military to believe Trump's orders are illegal without giving any evidence. What do you think is going on there?
How are you doing, sir? Thank you for taking that call.
Thank you.
My lungs. In 08, I went into the Army out of basic. I was invited to guard the Tomb of the Unknown. Apparently, if you're a 31 Echo, you can't do it. Yada, yada, yada. This is a personal perspective that ties to my lens of all.
Do me a favor. Talk right into your telephone.
Okay, hold on. Sorry.
Go ahead. I can hear you. So you were.
All right. So I'm not trying to talk about myself, but real quick, my lens, like my perspective experience. In 08, I went into the Army. I left on a leap year. February 09, I left for basic. I got invited to guard the Tomb of the Unknown. Apparently, if you're a 31 Echo, you're not allowed to do so. Whatever. So I missed out on that. Fast forward, I experienced actual corruption within the municipalities. Off-duty cop at a bar punches a woman in the face. She gets kicked out. I was like, something's wrong. A couple minutes later, I told him to go fuck himself. Excuse my language.
Brother, I'm going
to
let you go. I'm not mad at you, but we just can't have that cousin. And I'm not mad, but when I say a topic is on the attempt to have a civil war, the attempt to bring down the country, I want your perspectives. We've had some amazing calls. When you're not drinking, call me back. All right? And I'm not mad at you. I appreciate you. Owl Killer in Virginia, Navy, calling for 25 years. Go ahead, Owl Killer.
Hey, Alex, just want to let you know, Ultimate Life Force is off the hook, man. You were not kidding with that. I still did buy some nitric boost since I found it still on your InfoWars site, but thanks for the suggestion with the Ultimate Life Force. Hey, I want to say something. You know, your son's show with his co-host, Tim, I have so much respect for those two kids, and they're, to me, they're kids, you know, to you, they're kids. You did a great job raising your son. I love hearing their perspective because I'm about 20 years removed from them, and I see how further they are than I was at their age.
And, Rex is super, super informed on a lot of points. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, no, and I was super happy to hear that he was going the Orthodox route as well. Over the last few weeks, you've had some very important guests on. You had Mike Adams talking about the South Korea thing and how they went with China and how Taiwan, and I knew this for a while, Taiwan, the thing that China's doing with Taiwan is the fact that the population is moving more towards reunification with China, and I saw that for a while. So what Trump is dealing with is he's got so many things to deal with, whether it's foreign policy, whether it's our domestic policy. But I see the biggest threat, and I tend to agree with the caller that was the police officer that said they're not going to do anything violent right now because of the position that the country is in, the position that Trump is in. If somebody doesn't come up with a plan for your son's generation, they're going to go the mom Donnie route because these kids really don't have a future and they're not lazy. I'm seeing it now being in the civilian workforce after retiring from the military. The kids are not lazy. they just really don't have a future. And offering them 50-year mortgages and things like that, somebody needs to come up and reach out to this generation. Or what you're going to have.
No, I agree.
Is,
but Trump is bringing back real industry. It just takes a few years. We're already seeing the change. He has to communicate it better. Better communication. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Again, I'm trying to be able to specifically talk about the martial law plans, the Democrats. I'm not sure they're not going to pull something. Don't think that for a minute, okay? I think you might be right, but we have a discussion about this. Normally, I say free-for-all, but today I'm wanting to hear the specifics on this. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee, Army for 5 years. What's your take on the situation?
I was lower enlisted, and I had a really good feel for what it was, the mentality of everyone and their opinions. Everyone was really conservative. I mean, I don't see a lot of people in the military going along with any of this Podesta plan, especially any of the lower ranks. It just, they would hear this and maybe they'd be given an order, but I don't really see that there would be that much going along with it. And then you have...
Well, look at the orders so far. They're firebombing federal courthouses, and ICE is totally outnumbered, being beat up, you know, two or three ICE officers by 100 people. And then all Trump says is we're going to put National Guard around federal buildings. I mean, look at Pelosi after J6, they staged. They shut the whole Capitol down, put up barbed wire, and put troops. I mean, it's exactly the troops. Trump's not going to give you orders that are unconstitutional. Plus, he knows you wouldn't follow him.
Yeah, I don't see that as this is what this is. To me, this is more like a political balloon and maybe also a hedge against if Trump actually starts getting more serious about prosecutions and making these people go to jail that need to go to jail.
I 100% elaborate. God, I love taking these calls. That's exactly the point I meant to make today. I don't know if I made it. I may have. They're afraid as things get worse and worse that, and they engage in all these crimes, that he will have to. They're pre-demonizing it so he loses that move, they think. And now we have to have the fight about it and say, no, you're the ones trying to overthrow everything. And if you keep doing it, we'll have to do this. Trump now has to sell what the options are in case they go there.
Yeah. So on top of it, I mean, but he's not doing anything. I mean, I look every day and you can't get Cash Patel to fall through or Dan Bongino, any of these guys. And it's like, what is wrong? This is the moment. We have everything lined up. We have all the seats. I mean, it's just mind boggling to me. And
well, everybody wants you had the call earlier, who I believe, who worked with Cash Patel. When the last administration, when Trump got kicked out, and he said, that's another story, I should have him stop, but that's what I heard. He said, basically, Patel was, let's just say, worshiping and handing out free blowjobs to the Democrats, which gives you an example of the type of person he is. That's where we've got problems. We have people that will tell Trump whatever he wants to hear, but behind the scenes, they're just wimps.
We need to get a better movement going that's more grassroots to get. We need 10,000 people in the government that are like Marjorie Taylor Greene. We don't just need a couple or even a simple majority. And this is a much deeper problem that comes down to that we're not connected. And but I don't want to get too off topic. This whole martial law thing is, I don't see it going much anywhere. Maybe it's a baby step in that direction, and who knows what'll happen. But right now, they need something very dramatic to happen in order to make any serious steps towards this. So I don't see it.
So do you think Trump took the bait when they put that video out so they could act like he was a dictator?
I think it'll give them a couple clips that they need so that in case that things do get heated up, they can send them all out on TikTok and get a little of their liberal base to kind of convince themselves that's what's happening. But really, the bigger threats are it would be civilians who are extremely liberal and taking all these SSRIs, or the sleeper cells that are already here. I mean,
exactly. Hype up, he's a dictator. Have the movies showing the uprising, hoping enough of their idiots do it.
Yeah, yeah. Just, hopefully they'll get some lucky idiot to do it, but. Other than that, I mean, you're not going to get the military. You're not going to get the police force. These people are hardcore conservatives. I mean, maybe 30% of them on a good day would end up maybe going along with something like this, but they just wouldn't be able to do it.
Great point. Thank you so much, Justin. Really smart callers. Edward in Texas, law enforcement for 11 years. Give us your analysis of the situation.
I don't know. I think maybe people are missing the point. I don't really think it's... a false flag or whatever. I think this is all part of the precedent. This is the key word, precedent. This is the precedent they're setting for the future of rule of law, law and order, all that kind of stuff. Trump is ignoring it. I don't know why he's treating MAGA like dirt, why he's talking trash about Massey and MTG all the time. She was his strongest supporter. He turns around, he kicks her in the teeth. He kicks MAGA in the teeth, says, well, I don't need your support. Oh, well, stop talking about Epstein. Well, you know, all that stuff should have been released. He had a chance to fix it. He's going to lose the midterms. There's no question that this is going to happen. He has put a stops, or what you would call a cork, in MAGA. MAGA's fractured. It's breaking. I can see MAGA people getting in arguments over it now. He's causing a fraction within his own situation. All the courts are going to do is let him do what he's doing, let him destroy himself, and that's what he's doing. He's going to lose the midterms. He's done. Trump is done. He's a loser. He's exactly what he's accused Marjorie Taylor Greene of being. He's the traitor. Trump is the traitor. Trump is the Trojan horse that we put in there, and he ain't doing nothing that we asked for. He ain't doing nothing that we voted for, and he's more interested in Israel and the corporatists that want to take over everything, including your water and electricity. This is ridiculous what Trump has done. He has turned his back on his base. That's what he's done. People need to wake up and make it clear to Trump, we see what you're doing. Stop listening to Israel, mister, because you've already did. You've already broken it. You went and bombed Iran. We didn't vote for that. You're still giving money to Ukraine. You lied to us. Well, it'll be done the next day. Not done. Not done. It's a crap. Trump is a fake. He's a fraud. Burn your MAGA hat.
All right, hold on. I agree with about 80% of what you're saying, but the border has become secure. They have scaled up deportations. He is working to end a lot of these wars. He got us out of the Paris Accord that is literally the end of civilization as we know it. They'd have got that. He brought in Kennedy. They've curtailed a lot of the poison shots and things. In fact, that's the paradox. He's doing so much good while doing some bad, and then his rhetoric is terrible. And then saying, oh, if you investigate Epstein or you're my constituent in care, you're not MAGA, or we don't have talent in America. These are horrible statements that are like designed to be destructive. And I know Trump's smarter than that, so it is paradoxical. I'll get that you have a right to be mad, but let's look at the other side. I'm not a lesser of two evils, but I'm like, do I have a boat that's sunk or a boat that's leaking? To me, Trump's the leaking boat. So as mad as I'm at it for leaking, I mean, the White House had up Mark Mitchell last week from the show, you know, said, oh yeah, we saw you on Alex, terrible. Met with Vance, them for hours, Trump 45 minutes, they listened. And then he kind of has like two personalities. He goes back and forth. He's 79. I know he works way too much. Just imagine though, be serious with me. I know you are serious. I'm saying, well, please, I respect you. I mean, I'm being serious. Edward, where would we be with Kamala Harris right now? Again, I'm not saying lesser two evils, but what are we supposed to do? I mean, what do I burn my MAGA hat, put a Mondami hat on? Do I put a burqa on?
No, I agree with you regarding Kamala Harris. This is a waste of word salad. It's nonsense. But we're being run through the ringer, PSYOP. This is nonsense. It's a gameplay. I don't want to hear about transgender. I don't want to hear about all that cartoon stuff. I want to hear about the economy. The prices have not gone down. The only thing that's possibly gone down is gasoline. Property taxes are still high. People are having their homes stolen from them. These local municipalities all across the country are ripping the American people off.
No, I totally agree, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. Trump, let me tell you something. I have small children. Let me tell you, I get it. Sounds cartoon. Maybe you're older or don't have kids. I don't know. Or maybe you're not in a big city.
No, I have. Let me explain something.
Let me tell you. Right? Almost and all they, the public schools and private schools secretly brainwash your kids. It's not cartoon. It's going on, bro. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not saying that it's not going on, but I'm saying transgender issues, gay issues, all this stuff with this just cartoon comic book space alien crap. This is garbage, dude. Can we focus on the reality of where we live on the planet Earth here? I'm done with the space alien crap. They ain't going to do that. The government's not going to do nothing. They're going to sit and watch Trump destroy himself. This is where we're losing. We got the seats. We got the House. We got the Senate. We got everything.
No, no, I get you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. I get your frustration. You're mad that we have such a trifecta opportunity and we're squandering it, and so am I. And then when I bitch and complain and it gets picked up, a lot of the listeners get mad saying, you're cheerleading against Trump. No, I'm not. All I've gotten is pain supporting Trump. All I've got sued and attacked, and the Trump put me in prison and attacked my family. It's because I know he's better than them. And I know they came after me supporting him, so I'm pig-headed. It makes me support him more. But there's a point. And I get that. So I hear you. And you're like, yeah, Kamala's terrible. She's gone. I'm saying she's not gone. There's something worse called Gavin Newsom and AOC. So I'm just saying, while we spend all our time, which I do a lot of it, I'm not saying we shouldn't, we should have a debate. I guess we should probably spend, we're not going to change the Democrats. So maybe we should spend most of our time bashing Trump when he's wrong, because it can actually get through to him. But we still need to understand the Democrats are still operating and they got to be resisted. So I'm saying there's got to be a balance. And I don't know what that balance is. I'm just saying that I know when I cover Democrats now or something they're doing, I see the comments on InfoWars, on the street. People are like, yeah, that Trump, I used to like him. Screw him. I'm like, okay, he's not perfect. No, no, screw him. I'm like, okay, but you thought you'd get instant gratification. Just remember, on the other side of Trump is the Democrats. That's why we've got to skillfully put pressure on him, something the establishment doesn't want. They would be black-pilled and give up, or white-pilled and get the popcorn, everything's fine. Both groups are equally dangerous. No, I'm going to be fully engaged, and I'm going to continue to influence, and I'm going to continue to do the best job I can to change things. But you see this Comey thing, this Letitia James thing. The crew thought, this is what not the lawyer they sent in, but others around it would potentially sabotage it. But I actually looked at the ruling and talked to some folks, and it was all done right. So I don't think they intentionally fumbled it. The judge is saying she fumbled, but that's not how this works, folks. We have them. We have them with the perjury. We have them with the mortgage fraud. We have them. I'm going to break. I'm going to come back, take more calls. Enrique Tarrio, former political prisoner, charged with seditious conspiracy and convicted by Kangaroo Court. What about Kangaroo Courts? Trump's fighting an uphill battle. I'm going to support the good he does. And you notice the last caller was a great guy, but he kind of got quiet when I started listing accomplishments. I'd go for an hour. I mean, I've tried to do shows with Trump's accomplishments, and like I'll spend 5 hours and keep finding new ones. Now, his bad things he did, like kicking Elon out because the deep state didn't like him, that was a disaster for poll numbers and the country. And now they admit today, Doge is defunct, it's been disbanded, it's over. No one's, it's all over. So yeah, that's a huge victory for the swamp. Really bad. All right, we're going to go to break. Remember, I'm not run by the swamp, I'm run by you. Your word of mouth, your prayer, you sharing the articles and videos and live feeds, and you buying products from us. And I need your support humbly. TheAlexShieldStore.com, TheAlexShieldStore.com, TheAlexShieldStore.com. It's not owned by me. It's not owned by this network. They're trying to shut down. It backs up the Alex Shields Network, and it funds InfoWars. So when you buy T-shirts or the best supplements there, it keeps us on air, and they're amazing. And we've never done this before. We do buy one, get one free here and there. This is store-wide. Buy any supplement, get any other one free. Well, some supplements are $20 and some are $45. So you can buy a $20 supplement and get a free $45 one. I mean, we want you to get it and love it. The bovine colostrum, all of it, ultramethylene blue, thealexshieldstore.com. The deal runs till Friday. The biggest sale ever, hour number four, straight ahead.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way. So if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Great patriot, head of the Proud Boys, J6, former political prisoner, coming up, and we'll continue with your calls. Let's talk to Dave in West Virginia, Air Force, federal law enforcement, 20 years. Thanks for holding. How do we make sense of this? What do you think? I'm really impressed with the callers today. It's great that all you men called in. I appreciate it.
Hey, Alex, great to be on, man. I just have to tell you, give a plug to Methylene Blue and Irish Sea Moss, disabled veteran here, cancer. And that stuff is the real deal. It's helped me tremendously.
Well, thanks for the support, brother, but I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Oh, it's awesome stuff. I highly recommend it. I just think that Trump needs to reconnect with his base, man. We elected Trump for action, and we're not seeing the action we elected him for. You know, we need, I mean, the enemy is in the gates, man. And is it too late? I don't know, but it's not looking good for our country. And Trump needs to reconnect with his people and the people that put him in there.
I agree. And let me say this. I'm actually proud of populist Christians, conservatives, that we are not like the Democrat cult members. We hold people's feet to the fire. I mean, I'm actually proud.
Absolutely.
I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
No, I agree, Alex. I mean, we elected him for action, and we haven't seen the action we elected him for. We are tired and fed up with these traitors to our country. They have infiltrated us at every level, and we have to do something before it's too late. We're on the edge. We're on the precipice right now of not having a country anymore. This is not the America I grew up, you grew up in, or anybody else. I mean, we're in deep doo-doo right now.
I agree. Let me say something scary, because I've been thinking since the caller said it, a couple of them said it, and I was thinking before the show, Trump is losing so much support in real polls on the grassroots. I mean, it's, you know, I don't just believe polls. I scan things myself, and I was saying it before it was even the polls, that they might not go with their civil war option, thinking they'll win the midterms. But because the global economy is on the verge of crash, they don't like his policies. That even if we sink with it, we'll still block the EU, the carbon taxes, and the Chi-Coms, and it'll go worse for them in the crash. We'll be in a better position. they might try to put us into civil war so we completely implode. The average globalist doing it isn't read in on it, but their controllers may sink the country to go ahead and just fully take us out as a real superpower. So I actually think they're going to make their moves. My gut, and when I look at all the evidence, tells me that people thinking this isn't about to go down, I see their thinking, and it's sophisticated, but not sophisticated enough, and I hope I'm wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think something's coming. I mean, everybody I've talked to, you know, I talk to a lot of veterans around the country from New York to Florida to California and all in between at the VFW post and American Legion post, and everybody agrees, the most majority of them anyway, agree that there's something coming and they've been
preparing. I was about to say, it's not wisdom is you have all the data, but then your gut puts it together because there's tens of thousands of points. You can feel it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I mean, actions speak louder than words, and we're not seeing the actions we need. You know, the enemy is in the gates. We've got Muslim terrorists marching in our streets. We've got the illegals everywhere, draining our system of all of our money and taxpaying money. It's a nightmare, and it's Trump is dealing with so many fronts. It's almost it's like he's the only one, and everybody needs to realize that. He is only one man, and he is dealing with so many things, you know, at once. And he
I agree, so we got to
no
criticize
help.
Him when he's wrong, but be balanced and not hate his guts.
Absolutely.
Perfectly said.
No, I don't hate him. We just want action. I think if he reconnects with his base that elected him, and we take action. We got to take action.
That's the answer. He must reconnect. It's all about optics.
Black. Rolling.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Tario, great patriot, give his real expert take on all that's happening. But I wanted to clarify something right now, and this isn't my fault, but I also still feel guilty about it because this happens every day. I go on air, and I try to be clear in just a few minutes on a point, but I will show different angles, different sides, and you know, try to figure things out. Most stuff, you know, we know the answer, but still the nuanced things. That's why I love the smart callers and love the guests. You know, it's a college of debate. It's a think tank. I mean, really, InfoWars is a think tank and then a, you know, pro-freedom action arm. But we're human-powered, humet, just trying to do the best we can. People-powered. True populace. True Americana. And so, Friday night, I see the headlines, ABC News, CNN, everywhere. I know they're fake news. So I don't believe it right away. And there's these headlines. Todd Blanche, deputy AG. There's a Maryland grand jury, you know, that's looking to indict Schiff for all his open mortgage fraud. And so it quoted these different journalists and investigators. And I read their articles, know who they are. I've interviewed some of them. And they're the ones that were given Ed Martin and everybody. We went and got his documents. They're public. Anybody can do that. Like Letitia James or all of them, not, you know, paying their taxes or lying on the mortgages or having an apartment building you call a single dwelling. This is all money laundering, all fraud, cut and dry. People get died every day for it. And so I read the quotes of the people that went to Maryland thinking they're in a grand jury about Schiff, and it's all about Martin. So I text Martin right before I go live at like 11 a.m. Saturday for a special show. We don't always do Saturday shows. It's a special. And you know, I know from people, not him, others, Lance got so mad at him when he attacked me and killed the investigation and stuff that happened to me with the Democrats and the other, in the previous DOJ, same DOJ, that he's not allowed to talk to me right now. And he simply said, don't believe the fake news, can't comment. So then, right after I do my show, Brianna Morello calls up, our great reporter, who used to work at Fox, is dialed in with everybody. She's a real journalist. I mean, she talks to people all day long. Great sources. Well, Ed can talk to her, and Ed said, well, it's inaccurate, you know, but, you know, inaccurate. Let me tell you, I didn't have to even call the people that were there. They're the journalists that broke it. They're the ones that got there. And they were all, or did Ed Martin say you were a Fed? Did you believe you were a federal officer? All they did was do investigations and go get public documents and then go report it. Most cases that result in people getting in trouble is the citizens doing the right thing. I've done it myself when I catch people in corruption. So, no, I know what Martin does. He's a great guy, done 25 years. He would never talk crap about Todd Blanche to me or anybody else. I brought up Todd Blanche. You know, is he good? And he was like, oh, yeah, great. Have a cookie. So, but we know from other sources, very close to it, they've been gunning for him. He's been blocking investigations, blocking pardons, all of it. And I got that from other task forces. Martin said correctly when we met and on the phone, yeah, they think I'm behind everything. It's crazy. I get the blame and the credit for everything. I'm just one guy. So, no, I have this from a bunch of other people. And including people in the White House and FBI and other DOJ people. And I don't want to make Todd Blanche a demon. I want him to do a good job. So then I come out after the show and I go, well, Brianna Morello said this and I shot a report and posted it to be clear. And everybody goes, oh, look, fake news. See, none of this happened. It was reported all over the news. They quoted the people that went to the grand jury and it was all about Ed Martin. Ed Martin's trying to keep his job so he can do good and take the high road. And every time, he didn't tell me this, but other people did, and then not in his office, Blanche attacks him, he just takes the high road. So no, they brought up Ed Martin. They brought up Pulte, the housing authority head, who's doing a great job. That was done to the grand jury. Now, you can say ABC or whoever, you know, MSNBC or whatever its new name has got something wrong. Sure. But the point is that all over national television, ABC, CNN, Russia Today, everywhere, they took clips out of context where I said, I'm done with Trump, I'm inches away, it's over, and they would show a clip of MTG unrelated. So it's not AI, but it's edited, and I'm not attacking, you know, any of the media. They can take a clip out of context if they want. But the context was, the seconds before that and after, I said, if Trump stands by and lets Todd Blanche prosecute Pulte or Martin, then I'm done. Because you don't hire these champions, send them in to defend you in the country, and then hang them out to dry, which I didn't believe Trump would do. And I said, so I can't believe this is going to happen. I believe if this is really all going on, this is it for Blanche. So I was saying, this is a test. This is a line in the sand. Trump does the right thing, defends his champions. Or if he doesn't, then something's wrong with him. He's committing political suicide. That is not, I'm leaving Trump. So I'm tired of them. Hell, they'll probably edit what I just said, requoting it and say I said it again. That's why you see some 30-second clip or something of me. You got to go find what I actually said. Okay? Because I don't do just mindless one-line sound bites. I just can't operate that way. Whatever I'm thinking, you're getting a true representation of it. And it's not like people say, oh, he just talks out of his ass. No, I have my thought, my research long before, then I spew it because there's no filter. Whatever I think is true, bleh, you get fire hosed at you. Okay? And it's very well thought out. But when I'm not 100% sure about something, I'll say, here are the angles. I'm not sure. What do you think? Because I, what? Respect you. I don't talk to you like you're a dog or a five-year-old. When I know something, I say, I know this and here's why. Or I got a source that I can't tell you. But when I've got a general understanding, but I'm not exactly sure, I ask you, because I'm not patting you on the head when I take calls and when you will hear what you think. I learned a lot, these callers today. Incredible insight. Some of the callers were amazing. All of them were excellent, except maybe one drunk guy. The point is that that's my philosophy, and I want you to get it. So here's a short clip of Brian Morello talking about this morning, also where I clarified it. And then, no, and I was not punched in the eye. I was out hiking 3-4 days ago, and a wind kicked up, and a little piece of rock went in my eye, and it went down there. And I have been in the shower trying to blast it out. I haven't gone to the doctor yet. I can feel it right there. It's driving me crazy. And I had freaking hot water this morning, pulled down in the shower trying to get it out. I've had my fingers down there trying to get it out. I can feel it right here. I'm going to the doctor after the show. I can't wait till they get tweezers to get that whatever that I can feel it right here. So I'm not a happy camper on top of that. So I've not been punched in the eye. People yesterday are like, you look like you're tired, your eye's swollen. Yeah, I got a rock in it right now. Not bitching, just that's what's going on. Here's the clip of Brian Morello. I am seriously inches away from not supporting Trump anymore. Because I am not going to watch him commit political suicide.
Now, listen, folks, that video was apparently edited in a way to make it seem like he was referring to the March Hale Green saga. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, fortunately, that's the case, I guess I should say. Ultimately, folks, I want you to hear this out. I spoke with Alex. A lot of you did reach out to me on X asking if this is an AI-generated video, and it appears to be not AI-generated, but intentionally edited to be misleading. So I reached out to Alex over the weekend to ask him just that, and this morning he sent me back this video. Take a listen.
I've gotten a lot of phone calls and text messages in the last 24 hours asking if a video that RT posted, an edit of my special Saturday live show I did, was AI? The answer is no. And I'm not saying RT is being deceptive, but it is a quick clip. It didn't have the context where I explained that if Trump lets Todd Blanche and other people that we know are globalist deep staters and Democrats do things like prosecute Ed Martin and others that are investigating the people that tried to put Trump in prison and try to destroy America, that Trump's committing political suicide if that happens. And I'll have to withdraw support because I'm not going to aid and abet him in his own destruction and America's own destruction. So that's what I said in the larger, longer breakdown. But it is a wake-up call to everybody. A lot of people are upset about what's going on because we don't want to repeat what happened 8 years ago where the deep state just comes in and cuts us off the knees. Trump's doing a lot better job this go-around. People are a lot more awake. I'm not throwing baby out with the bathwater. But if he did do something like that was reported by ABC News and you know everything else, now Ed Martin says it's not accurate, so I believe him. So we hope Todd Blanche isn't as bad as people are saying. But I was simply saying, if Trump let Todd Blanche do something like that or others, that's my line of the sand. So that was what I said. That's the context. I think you have to all agree with me, right?
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
We couldn't have a better guest on right now because he was, you know, charged with all this seditious conspiracy crap with no proof. Wasn't even in D.C., put in prison. Great friend of mine, head of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, is an American activist who served as chairman of the Proud Boys. He was convicted and sentenced for his role at January 6th Capitol protest. It was a Fed insurrection now proven at Noble One on X, noblelead.substack.com. A great page. We once get into gatekeeping from some of the social media and large accounts. The attacks on MTG. You can be pro-Trump and pro-MTG. It's not binary. Her voting record speaks for itself. Yeah, it's very destructive. There's an insidious trend that wants people to be binary in a very complicated political environment. The pressure that a lot of the originals put on Trump appointees is the reason why he has made much better choices in his second term. Yeah, we're able to influence Trump. He's a good guy overall. He's just overwhelmed. I agree with that. But real plunging poll numbers from the real pollsters, Comey and Letitia James having their cases thrown out by this corrupt judge, this Democrat judge. I mean, it is definitely on. And then you've got the Democrats calling oh, don't follow orders ahead of the uprising they're going to have. I want to speak to that the time we have in this segment, the comeback, get into the gatekeeping and take phone calls from Joe, Animal Mother, and others. But Enrique Tarrio, great to have you on. 35,000-foot view. I know you agree with me. We love Trump. We want him to succeed, but his base is pissed. A lot of that psyops manipulation, but also a lot of it is the economy shot. He's made some things to turn it around. We're seeing some good signs, but it's not fast enough. We know he's not a god. So what is the message of the people? Go ahead and unmute yourself. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Alex, we got about 1,200 days left in this administration. Actually, less if you count all the way to midterms. And what we're seeing, as you said, I think what we're seeing is this mega civil war, which for the most part is typical when your party has the executive. But we're seeing something a little bit nefarious here. Twitter just came out with that feature where you see where these accounts are coming from, and people are absolutely pissed because they're foreigners trying to influence like our elections really and our culture. But a lot of people aren't. You should be equally as pissed when foreigners are trying to meddle in our elections and our government with cash, with dollars. So I don't know what we can do to right the ship. I know, like I said, there's better choices that he made, and it comes from the pressure from InfoWars, from those viewers out there that watch you, those amazing viewers out there. But something needs to change, but you're watching this in real time, Alex. You're watching it unfold in real time.
Well, that's right. And notice, Ben's just came out with a really powerful 2.5-hour report showing that it's massive EU money, Mike Ben's billions flowing back in from USA money that they put in when Biden was leaving. And then he has all the documents where they admit it's the Democrats literally attacking Trump and MAGA and trying to create a civil war out of Europe. So it doesn't mean there aren't legitimate issues, but this is being foreign funded. So it's not Trump and the Russians. It's the CIA and the globalists using money they put in Europe to do it.
Yeah, I know, and I totally agree with you. And you mentioned Ed Martin. I think Ed Martin has done an amazing job. He's actually my favorite appointee in the Trump administration. I can't speak to Todd Blanche. That's not my beat. But we're seeing this foreign money, this foreign influence keep coming in, and people are getting pissed off at the wrong things. And I'm pissed. You know, and I texted you yesterday, and I told you, you know, this attack on Marjorie Taylor Greene, when her voting record speaks for itself, when she wanted the Epstein files released, these personal spats between the president and Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't care about them. I don't care about them. I could support both. I could support the president.
Exactly, but wasn't she proved because we're on the same team? But wasn't she like a family? We disagree. Some are still a family. We're 90% agreed. But wasn't she proven right when she said this cover up will fail, even though you're not involved? You want to protect all these billionaires because you think it'll hurt. And she's been proven right. She was right.
I mean, we could do the jar thing where Marjorie Taylor Greene was right, and we just keep putting quarters in it, and we'll be millionaires by the end of this term. You know, she said it right. We're going to lose the midterms. They're going to impeach the president, right? I don't think it passes the Senate, but they're going to impeach the president. And you could put a polymarket bet on that. In the first 30 days, they're going to impeach the president. And now we don't have 1,200 days left. We have up until the midterms because that's going to happen, Alex.
We have like 350 days.
Yeah, we have 350 days to the midterm, and people are arguing about the stupidest things in the world. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, look, I'll tell you what, I think that she should have stayed, and a lot of people are saying,
I agree, she could have been a major power broker with that tiny margin.
She's become a major power broker just in the past couple months, right? She's done amazing throughout her entire political career, but she's done amazing these past couple months. She's put the pressure on, and that's what the MAGA movement is about. I'm not going to let people say, oh, the MAGA movement's dead. It's not. Okay. It's thriving. We don't think alike. And that's what people need to understand.
We're not always going to agree. We're not like the Democrats. We actually demand things from our leaders.
We're not in lockstep. What was the vote that they just voted, censor? A one of their own in the most obvious way possible. This could have been a slam dunk. They gave him the alley-oop.
And all the Democrats voted exactly the same. That she should have been censored from day one. Day one. This congresswoman that attacked these ICE agents, okay, she should have been off. Look what they did to George Santos. George Santos wasn't even convicted, and he was thrown out of Congress. All right? And they gave him 7 years. Okay? They gave me 22 years. They sued you. They're still suing me. It's nonstop warfare, and I can't even tell you that this is what I voted for, because I was in a concrete coffin when it was election time. But I know that this is not what a lot of people voted for. I have full confidence in the president. I just don't, that confidence does not extend to his appointees. Pam Bondi, just a little while ago, I haven't read completely on it, but the indictment against Comey and the indictment against Letitia James, am I correct? Thrown out. Come on. You gotta try these, try them in Florida and they will be convicted. They will be sentenced and they will be in prison. I guarantee you that.
Well, here's the deal. We've got to be smart. We got to influence Trump. He listens to us. He has problems. Nobody's perfect. But we can't just freak out and totally throw him overboard. But part of that is the white pillars that if you say let's use Cat Turd as a perfect example. I'm not giving him a bunch of power. Nice guy. Know him. Just get him on the show. But you say anything disagreeing with anything and he calls you a traitor, that only pisses off MAGA. That's already upset with Trump, saying, if you think MC is important, you're not MAGA, you're an idiot. So just stop. Stop it.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you criticize Pam Bondi? How dare you criticize Lindsey Graham? You know, like, if you're on the team, be on the team. Okay? Lindsey Graham has never been MAGA. I had to watch my language there.
Never been fucking MAGA.
Never been oh, wait, we could cuss here. Never been fucking MAGA.
We need to lay it out, but yeah.
Yeah. So here's the issue. You know, you got Trump going against MTG, but getting Lindsey Graham, and then people like Cat Turd, people like, what's his name? Dilly, that makes those cringy ass videos.
Oh, he's totally attacked me for not just, and of course I've been right about it all. I said Trump's covering up for British intelligence and Mossad, and now they release the emails. Of course I already knew that. It's like, I'm trying to get Trump to make the right moves. Dilly and all you guys that just showed up recently and you think the OGs are stupid? I mean, goddamn, have some respect. Excuse my French.
Yeah, we've been in here. We've been in the trenches since pre-2016, since 2015. We've been here. We've known how to operate here. We're people that support the president because of his
policies. Let's just say it. We're veterans of the Second American Revolution and the Infowar. We're not trying to say stolen valor Marines on the you know beaches of Iwo Jima, but I mean, this has been a war. I mean, you could say it. You have actually been a political prisoner. You are actually a veteran, like, of a military attack.
Yeah, and Alex Jones is always right. Always put your money on Alex Jones when it comes to information and policy and how the country is going to look in the future and what direction we're going to go. Because we're involved. We're involved. We know the players. We know Lindsey Graham's not a good guy. We know Marjorie Taylor Greene is a good woman. And look, I'm a very, very loyal person. I'm a very loyal person. When no member of Congress wanted to do anything with us, and as a matter of fact, they wanted us to rot in jail, she sat there and she fought for us. So there is no way I'm going to turn on her. There's no way I'm going to turn on the president. But that does not extend to their point.
And she used to be the Democrats' number one enemy because she was one of the only faithful people.
Yes. And look, the president has not made a single good choice when it comes to attorney general. Okay? Not a single one. You know, he's not batting well in that department. He's batting well when it comes to Robert F. Kennedy. He's batting well when we talk about Ed Martin. We're talking Tulsi Gabbard, which came to a surprise to a lot of people. But I was eyeballing her, not in that way. I was eyeballing her in the Democratic in the Democratic primaries because she had Trump's foreign policy running against the Democrats.
She was winning the debates, and they killed her because she was being reasonable and she's a good person. You can just see she's good, and their actions are. Your gut tells you she's good, and it's been proven. But yeah, we had Sessions a total wimp, idiot. We had
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, total globalist operative, and now we get Pam Bondi. He is batting zero on attorney generals.
Yes, and we need either she needs to right the ship, okay, or she needs to give up her seat and get somebody better. I know Brianna had a great suggestion this morning. I forgot who it was, but Brianna had a great suggestion for Attorney General. We need a lion. We need a fire-breathing dragon. That is the most important appointment that a president can make, the Attorney General. Okay, because it's the executive. It's the ones that execute the laws. And who's the king of executing the laws? It's the Attorney General of the United States. Merrick Garland was, people are going to hate me for this. Merrick Garland wasn't a very effective Attorney General.
He was a dragon
very
against the Patriots. Yeah. No, but he was a fire-breathing dragon.
Yes. And that's what we need. That's what we need. We need it on our side because 4 years from now, me and you will be
so. Oh, that's right. Merrick Garland was a vicious, evil warrior, but he was a warrior. Not a bunch of political cream puffs.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. The out-of-state receiver said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com, the coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
So we're having an adult discussion here, and I'm upset actually with a lot of the so-called conservatives and populists and people. They just pick an issue that's a football issue, and they just choose a side and fight with each other mindlessly. I'm actually trying to stop World War III. I'm trying to stabilize the currency. I'm trying to save the country because I live here. And Enrique Tarrio is a smart guy, too, and he's been through the wars and thrown in federal prison for absolutely nothing because they would go out and defend Christian church events at parks when Antioch would come beat him up. And I want to get him back on with Joe Biggs, maybe for 2 hours, maybe commercial-free or something next week, because Antioch, I did like 45 minutes on it earlier, the first hour, is literally training to kill everybody. Going around putting letters on people's doors, you're dead, all of this. They're gearing up for big stuff. And the Proud Boys' great crime was they would just peacefully go out, and maybe there'd be 20 Proud Boys and 100 Antifa would come to literally beat up men and women, babies and baby strollers, and they would fight back against them. So they got thrown in prison. Just absolutely insane. But there is a crisis of administration. Nobody can deny. And Trump even said he didn't know what he was doing in the first administration with all the traitors. This one's better, but the stakes are higher and the enemy's fighting harder. So I will not apologize for criticizing Trump. And those of you out there that say we shouldn't are insane. And those of you that say we're black-pilled and Trump's a traitor and he works for the bad guys, he killed the carbon taxes, the jewel and the crown of the whole New World Order takeover. He secured the border. He pulled us out of these treaties. No, he's the real deal. But it doesn't mean he's perfect. It doesn't mean you can be the real deal that you're a real person, but you still make mistakes. Now, you can say, well, he knows more than you. No, he's not been doing this 31 years, 7 days a week, immersed with all the experts. We're recognized. That's why they had Bill Mitchell from the show up. They saw it last week up there to advise them because they know the internal poll numbers they got. Days after they saw the show, he was on like last Tuesday, before Tuesday, like a week and a half ago. Days after they got their internal polls, and they didn't show Pulte this, they didn't show Mark Mitchell this, they showed somebody else in the White House this, and the numbers are worse than Mitchell's. They're the same, but about a point lower than his. Okay? In fact, the internal White House polls, here's a breaking exclusive, are worse than even mainstream media's. Okay? So we're on the way to flatlining here. And if you cheerleaders out there think just saying Trump's invincible, Trump's 5,000 D chess, if you think you just bow down to whatever the idiots in his administration are doing, they're not all bad, but if you just say it's okay as we said it is, that's the weird Q hopium crap I've heard before. Let's take a call with Enrique Tarrio. I want to get into the infighting with him and more and how we turn it around. Let's go to Joe in Oregon. Navy on martial law coming. You think Trump won't be able to handle it well. Joe, quantify that for us. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. And thanks for giving me a moment to share my opinion. And I want to preface by saying that we all owe you a serious debt of gratitude because we really wouldn't even be having this conversation if you hadn't normalized it decades ago, long before it was popular to discuss these things. So thank you. I'm nobody you've ever heard of, but throughout my career, I've had the dubious privilege of getting to be a fly on the wall in a number of high-level environments in the military. I served in a presidential support unit. I've worked in public policy. I've worked in the aerospace industry. I've worked around novel technologies. And my strong opinion is that America is captured by a false dichotomy. There's a rot inside both parties. I think Trump, I'm of a mixed mind about him. On the one hand, I think he saw an opportunity when Americans began to lose faith in the establishment to slide into politics. And like it or not, he is enriched himself and his family while Americans have watched their treasure be stolen by runaway inflation and bad economic policy. But on the other hand, you know, you did ask us to comment on the potential of a coming civil war or martial law. And I'm going to go back to why I appreciate you and have been listening to you for years to begin with, which is you've always focused on the root of the problem, which is, I mean, maybe people don't want to hear this, but it's above the executive branch. It's the tail that wags the dog, and that includes the CIA, the DIA, the DOE, and the corporatists, who are all too happy to sell humanity's future for short-term gain. And they're kind of stuck in their own conundrum as well, because there are things that have gone on for many decades that won't be untangled without people going to prison. So I really hope that we can look beyond Trump and continue to focus on the core issue, which is, as you've many times referred to it, as the deep state.
That's a great call. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Enrique, we want Trump to do as good as he can, but regardless, what happens to MAGA? The populism is exploding everywhere. This is a global trend. He just wrote in on it. Looking out beyond Trump, we can't just count on him. What do we do?
I mean, the movement has always been more than just the president, right? And some of these people deify the president, right? They put him on this pedestal. They're like, oh, he's perfect. He can't. And that's, I think that's, it's, for one, it's wrong. And two, it's wrong just like at a regular level, because the reason why he's so amazing is 2 impeachments, 2 assassination attempts, 4 indictments, and he's beaten all of this. And to say that he's perfect, would make all of that false, right? I think what people need to start doing is understanding that it's an organic movement. The MAGA movement is an organic movement. I don't want to give them the name. I don't want to say MAGA's dead. You can't take that from us. So I think he started a movement and he's shifted the right over more, I'd say more to the center, right? More to like common sense. And it doesn't die off with in 2029 on January 19, 2029. It doesn't die off with Trump. We're going to keep going because he's changed the culture. And that is what I appreciate about the president so much. But it takes a village, for us to change.
I totally agree with that. But what do you make of George W. Bush saying a week ago, we're going to take back the Republican Party? That is truly delusional. We know the future is not the Bushes and Dick Cheney.
Well, that's for one, that's never going to happen. And you said the word right. It's delusional because he knows it himself. Right when he said it, he knew that it would never happen, because there is no way in hell that we're ever going back. Just like Kamala Harris said, we are not going back. We're not going back to the Bush years. We're not going back to the Cheney years. The Cheney years are actually officially dead. And there isn't one cringy meme video creator or fat guy that names himself after cat feces that's going to change that. We are a movement we're a rebellious movement on top of everything. And I won't let it stand. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to just keep speaking truth to power. If people want to crap on me for it, go ahead, but
the establishment. If you think us being upset with Trump, that shows we've got our eye on the ball. That doesn't bode well for you. The world's becoming more revolutionary, not less.
Yes, yes. And we saw that. We saw that in the last, me and you walked together. We saw the raw power of the MAGA movement in right after election. The things that we were able to accomplish in such a short amount of time, in less than 2 months, we were able to accomplish. So I'm very proud of that. And that's not going to die. Whoever the next, I've seen these races also on Polymarket on who's going to take who's going to be running for president, who has the best stakes. I don't care, because the culture and the people have shifted. One thing I will tell you, Alex, is Congress was a lot more effective in the first 4 years of Trump than they are now. They've done absolutely nothing. So in a way, I kind of understand Marjorie Taylor Greene's anger and where it's placed and everything that she's gone through. She's a fighter. I don't know much. I can't speak to Thomas Massie too much because, again, that's not my lane. But I could tell you about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I could tell you that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are the future of MAGA. They are. I don't care what anybody says. Look, I love Laura. I love Laura Loomer. She's been a huge advocate for us. She's done amazing work, but I think in this one, she's wrong. I think Laura Loomer, I'm not going to put the quarter. I'm not going to put the dollar in the jar on this one. I think she's got this one wrong. I will stand with people that have fought for us and that have fought for this country and for the people of Georgia, that are the constituents of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm hoping that the person that takes that seat is like her or more fierce than her. And I think the people of Georgia will elect somebody that will be great for the country.
What do you make of Hegseth going, oh yeah, we're doing an investigation now into the former, you know, the senator, the former military under the law, who could be prosecuted. They skirted it where their surrogates all say he's doing false orders, illegal orders. Don't follow his orders. We know what they're doing it for their coup. But at the same time, I don't see them with what he did alone himself as being convicted. So, you know, I think in a way it's almost walks into a trap.
Alex, there's many people in the world that can speak to the act of sedition, right? And I think as an ex-seditionist, I think I fit the bill here.
That's exactly where I was going. You've been convicted of seditious conspiracy.
I have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. And seditious conspiracy is a very, 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 one of the worst crimes that you could commit as.
And there's not many people in history of America that have been.
Yes. And, you know, Merrick Garland set that bar so low. And if you actually read the law is you could stop if an FBI agent is coming out of the FBI headquarters to go catch a bad guy and you put your hands on a car, that is force. Okay. And that is an act of sedition. You're stopping the execution of any law in the United States. And what we're seeing.
So you can say
with
people
these,
blocking ICE doing their jobs are guilty.
That is the definition of the law of 18 USC 2384, which is seditious conspiracy, right? And what we saw in that video, just based on what I went through and the evidence presented in my case, these senators, these ex-CIA, these spooks, they are all guilty of sedition. Okay. And they should be put in chains. Okay. And they should be tried by a jury of their peers, something that they did not afford to me or Joe Biggs that has been on this show. Okay. And then they should put them in the same concrete coffin they put me in, put them in there for 22 years. Okay. When people tell me that they're going to side with some guy on the internet, some dude making memes or making, we're not known for pixels, Alex. We're not known for creating nice pixels on a screen. We're known for things that we've done in real life. You are known for things that you've done in real life. The changes that you've made, the changes that the Proud Boys have made, the changes that Trump has made is because we do things in real life. So I'll be damned if somebody's going to tell me that I haven't done anything and I'm going against the president. I do not go against the president. I go by what the president goes ahead and says and the tone that he set. And these people, these seditionists that you saw in that video should be put in prison and they should be put in prison now. We shouldn't wait. By this time, the effective Merrick Garland already arrested 700 of us and probably funded the lawsuit against you, because all that lawfare that's outside of the judicial system is funded by the same entities. Okay. Those people need to be put in prison too. I'm tired of it, dude. I did 3 years in solitary confinement. Joe Biggs did 4 years in solitary confinement for a bunch of Puritan pukes to tell me that I cannot say things. I think that we've earned the right.
No, I agree, but you're responding to some of the total Trump worshipers that just want to say they're the good guys, Johnny Come Latelys, that they don't matter.
You were
convicted of fake seditious conspiracy.
Yes.
And so the bar with you is lowered to nothing. So they did way 100 times more than you did with no proof against you. We have proof. So you're saying according to what they did to you and others, this, you're saying the shoe 100% fits.
The precedent has been set. Okay. And the motors are already turning. If we don't put them in prison now and set the tone and set the standard, everybody, you on my left, okay, Joe Biggs, Ethan Nordine, Dominic Pizzola, Zachary Rio, I can go on and on. The viewers of this show, you guys that are watching this show, you guys are next, okay? And they are not putting me back in prison. Because you weren't even there.
I met with all the guys before. We're worried about Antifa attacking. We didn't go to attack the Capitol.
Yes.
We all know it. So if you can be given 22 years for being involved in nothing, and Stuart Rhodes as well, well then, hey, sorry, Democrats, you've done a lot more than we did.
This was a big chess game, and the Democrats knew how to play it. And on a chessboard, the king piece is the most important piece. It is a piece that makes you win. And their goal, the Democrats' goal, was to take the king piece out. But first, you had to take off all the main pieces. You need to take the rooks, the knights, all of that. And that's what they did meticulously for not 4 years of Biden, for 8 years, because the deep state was working against the president this entire time. We saw it. We saw it with Crossfire Hurricane. We saw it. We saw it everywhere. And their goal was to take that king piece out, to take us out. So in order to install, because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to install Kamala Harris over my dead body. Okay. And I have proven that again and again. These people, if we do not put them in chains, they are going to go wild. If they steal the election in 2028, they're going to go wild, and they're going to have to raise the budget of the Bureau of Prisons, because they're going to need a lot more prisons.
By the way, I say that Jeffers, we raise the budget now. That. They said, when we get in, you're all going to prison. All right, let's take three quick calls. Animal mother in Florida, you're on the air with Enrique Tarrio, one of the people in modern history convicted of seditious conspiracy. Go ahead, Animal.
Yes, yeah, so I'm down here in Miami. We got a big election in City Miami coming up. The Republicans actually sued to have the election held this year. They were going to try to push it back and give themselves an extra year. So it's between this Democrat named Higgins and this Republican named Emilio Gonzalez. This is a big deal because in 2026, we got the G20 meeting. Klaus Schwab and all these idiots are coming to Miami, to Doral. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Miami right now. And we've had a history of trans Republicans that identify as Republican but are actually Democrats. And that's a big problem everywhere, in the Fed, in the state, and I'm sure around the rest of the country too. So I think everybody needs to concentrate on their own district, on their own zone, and try to get somebody in there that's not connected to pedophile rings and dark money and Euro trash oligarchs.
No, I agree. We can't spend all our time obsessing on what Trump does. We have to be engaged locally.
Locally, yeah. Big time.
On this, I'm a Miami resident. Our War Boys Studios is based here in Miami. I'm very familiar with what's going on here. And in the bigger picture, if you just zoom out of the county for a second, what I am seeing in the county is very concerning, but they want to chip away. They want to bring back Florida into play, right? Florida is no longer a swing state. And one of the reasons why is my Cuban brethren here in Miami that are ultra right wing has done an amazing job knocking on doors and getting our local people elected. The Proud Boys have taken over the local REC. New York Times reported that. So they need to chip away at the big cities, starting with Miami. Miami went red. What other major metropolitan area in the United States?
Zero. And that goes to the credit of Cubans having a recent memory of living under tyranny. That's the problem with the average America. They haven't lived under it yet.
And I see the energy here in Miami. We don't do the rallies or anything that we're seeing like the people in Portland do. Or the people in DC, we don't do the rally thing. We knock on doors here. We've put in the work. There's sweat equity here when it comes to our local politics. And I can't be more proud of my Miami conservatives that have done such a great job. But, to the gentleman, his name was Animal, get out there, knock on doors and don't let them take our city. Don't let them take our city.
We're almost out of time. Luke,
thank you.
It's powerful. Yeah. Just boots on the ground. Luke in California, then Eric. Luke, you're on the air. Go ahead. Navy, 4 years.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I've been on hold for a little bit, so I'm about half an hour back in what you guys were talking about. But as far as, like, a timeline goes, because I realized that a lot of what pushes us into these tyrannies and a lot of these different policies revolves around money. And I was watching somebody that you've had on, who I respect in a lot of ways, Dr. Kirk Elliott, who was on a couple days ago on the Flyover Conservative saying that Japan's economy has just crashed last weekend.
It did.
And how we're all tied to it. And I wonder if that's kind of the timeline since, you know, I think about 2030 and the agenda they want to push by then and how long it's going to take to push us into the tyranny of being connected to the phone through our money and through the digital ID and all these different things. It's going to take a while to get us to that point, and they have to start it at some point. And I wonder if this big crash that we're all connected to, because the world is a small place, if that's part of what's going to lead us into this next phase.
I agree. You're thinking million-foot view, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was my two cents. That's what I've been thinking about, because I watch a lot of the people that you have on. He's one of the ones that I respect. And I just...
Well, I mean, he's right. I mean, the Japanese economy's totally crashed.
Yeah. And once gold hits $5,700 an ounce, you know, it's going to shift what... we relate to as far as money and how we translate money and through our economies and all that different stuff. And so that's what I kind of see coming down the road.
You're right, Luke. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Final call, Eric, California. You're on the air with Eureka Dario. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. First time caller here.
Welcome.
Yeah, Eric. I wanted to bring up three points. Bethany Abigail Terrell from Malden, Massachusetts, that was arrested by ICE. Clear Witch, if you investigate her social media, you can see she's affiliated with the Satanic Temple in Salem, Mass. She's got the Mark of the Beast literally tattooed, like the Baphomet symbol tattooed on her leg. Batty Rat Salon is her business. And she said, she yelled at the ICE officers that we're glad we killed Charlie Kirk and we're going to kill you too. So, you know, referring to your Marshall Podesta plan, where they're going to go out and attack, stage false flags, attack ICE agents, blame it on, you know, supposed right-wing people, as you have diligently covered. Also, I wanted to make sure that you guys got a hold of, there's a website that shows Klaus Schwab in, like, he's basically in, like, a man song bikini. And it's the most hilarious, unflattering pictures. And I'm surprised you guys haven't found it yet.
Well, but, I've seen that before. I'm not sure that's real.
Well, I mean, there's ways to, you know, separate it, whether it's AI or whether it's the real McCoy. And I also wanted to touch on was Candace Owens, her disclosure of the hit that's been put out on her by Macron. Bridget Macron and Emmanuel Macron, absolute New World Order scum. And I can tell you personally, I've been to France. I've traveled all over the world. I'm a Marine veteran. Family, you know, coming back before there was even the Pilgrims in America. But, in, you know, World War II and even before, family of veterans. But, so I have the warrior spirit. But I've been in France, and I can testify to her. I believe Macron tried to poison me. And I might say ludicrous or something, but I have enough proof. I know how that guy operates. I know exactly how
he operates. I'm not thinking she's lying, but who knows? I appreciate your call. The War Room with the great Harrison Smith takes over now. Real fast, tell me about War Boys, Enrique. We'll get you back on soon.
Well, we got a good studio. It's a lot of J6 hosts that are going on. We got 12 hosts, so just go to @WarBoysStudios on Twitter. And I hope, I'd love to do that 2-hour show with Biggs next week with you. We just kick it.
Let's do it. I'll come on your shows too. Let's book them all.
Let's do it.
All right. Great job, Enrique Tario.
Thanks,
Noble
Alex.
One on X. All right. Harrison Smith takes over now.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.